free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, September 17th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We see that the BBC is going to stand by a comedian who said on national television to kill Whitey. To kill Whitey. We're going to talk about censorship and the lack of censorship today, among other things. We're also going to talk about the Constitution. Remember that thing? I heard that it existed somewhere, but like I tweeted out yesterday, I think it has passed from legend to myth. We have Hillsdale College is running some events for Constitution Day, which is coming up. The anniversary is coming up on the 20th, which is Sunday. So they have they had Attorney General Barr speak yesterday about the Constitution, and he had something interesting to say. He said this lockdown has been the greatest intrusion on civil liberties since slavery. Well, he's right about that. And quite frankly, this is slavery. It is a new technocratic slavery. They want you all fighting each other over the fake 1619 narrative that came out of the New York Times. They want a race war. They want people fighting each other over a slavery that ended, what, 150, 60 years ago? But they don't want you to see the slavery and the chains that they're putting on you right now with a technocracy, regardless of your skin color. And this is going to be a slavery that is going to be very difficult to get rid of. We have never seen this kind of slavery before in the history of mankind. As William Binney said, he spent decades observing what was going on in East Germany with the Stasi. He was global technical head for the NSA. And he said, what we already have, and he said this 7 years ago, what we already had 7 years ago was far worse than anything that the Stasi or the Soviets under Stalin were ever able to accomplish. This is a tyranny that is being brought to us by the Chinese communists, by the globalists who enabled them, who used them as a beta test site. And it's coming good and hard. We're going to give you an example from about a year ago. A lady who was in a prison camp, she was Falun Gong. And again, you know, I don't know too much about Falun Gong. And it's kind of a quasi-Buddhist religion, meditation thing. It has some religious overtones to it. But nevertheless, you know, we believe in freedom of religion in this country. They don't in China. They were concerned not because of the religious teachings. You know, it isn't. They don't come after Falun Gong, and they don't come after Christians because they disagree with their teachings. They're concerned that it's going to become large enough that it'll be a challenge to their political hegemony, their total control. And that's why they come after Falun Gong and Christians and even Muslims now. But, of course, the mainstream media never really noticed until it was Muslims. Now it's all about the Muslims. And it ought to be. Finally, you know, take a look at what the Chinese are doing. If you'll only look when it's Muslims, then fine. Talk about the Muslims and forget about the Christians and Falun Gong. But we know where this is headed. And we can see where it is heading in Australia. And it is going to be coming here to America as well. So we're going to take a look at that today. We have some guests. We have Jason Goodman from Crowdsource the Truth. He's going to be talking about the efforts to censor him that have reached, oh, I don't know, I guess you could say parody levels of tyranny, coming after people who put out parody pieces, you know, like they've come after us. Daily Beast came after me for that as well, and now social media does as well. We'll be talking to Gerald Celente as well as Jason Goodman. Stay with us.
As of 54 days out, The globalist child molesting devil worshippers know they're in trouble, and they know Trump's going to win in landslides. They're saying they're going to contest the election and plunge the country in civil war. And they are throwing hack attacks at InfoWars, dirty tricks, attempts to shut us down. It's incredible. That's why now more than ever, your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com is critical. It's what keeps us in the game. We've only got a few months of backup. If money wasn't coming in, we'd be shut down, and that's not good. We need to have extra money in our coffers to be able to expand in this home stretch, not just contract. We're winning, but these scumbags aren't going to give us the victory without a fight. So I know you're going to step up at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got free shipping on a bunch of our best-selling items, a bunch of new items that came back in stock. We've got privacy pockets so your phones don't track you, great supplements, books, films, T-shirts, and so much more. Get prepared and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless you all.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, September 17th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 185, 185 days of America held hostage. And do we have a glimmer of hope here? We had Attorney General Barr, and you can see this on InfoWars, Attorney General Barr speaking at a Constitution Day celebration at Hillsdale College. The anniversary is coming up on Sunday. He spoke there, and he said, talking about constitutional issues, and it was kind of hard to avoid the elephant in the room. As a matter of fact, one of the things that they're really focusing on is how this lockdown has attacked the Constitution. Good for them. Glad somebody's finally talking about it. What he had to say was he said, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties since slavery. Oh, really? Well, I guess we can expect to see him do something about it other than talk about it now that we are over 6 months into this new slavery, this new technocratic slavery. Do you think Barr's really going to do anything about this at all? I don't think he will at all. Quite frankly, he's all talk and no action. This is a guy, if you go back and look at his origins, his political origins, it's very important to understand what's going on here. Trump has surrounded himself with some of the worst deep state globalists that have ever been in America, and they've been part of his cabinet, and Attorney General Barr is one of them. This is a guy who, if you go back, let's go back to all the dragnet surveillance that we're talking about, and you look at the church committee hearings, and the thing that everybody remembers is the heart attack guns and stuff like that, and that's what they seized on. Oh, well, they got rid of William Colby because he blew the whistle on all these James Bond exploits. And, oh, that's really pretty amazing. Yeah, these guys, oh, they're mean. They're tough. They're all James Bond guys. No, no, they're a bunch of little snitches and spies spying on the American people. The reason they had those committee hearings was not to expose that. Yeah, that came out. Operation Mockingbird came out, and then the other part of that that came out was the fact that from their inception, both the CIA and the NSA were spying illegally on the American people. The church hearings were done in the Senate. The Pike hearings were done in the House, and Pike was the Speaker of the House, or at least the guy who was running the hearing. I don't know if he was the Speaker of the House, but he ran the hearings. And he called in the NSA, and he said, I'd like to see your charter. And they were created by an executive order. The NSA was created by executive order by Harry Truman. And the NSA head said, I'm not going to show that to you. That's the arrogance of these people. The arrogance of these people. And he didn't. But what they did was they put together the FISA Act that said that you're only going to surveil foreign spies. You're not going to spy on Americans. And you're not going to spy on foreigners in America without a search warrant either. And they then use that to come after the Trump administration. They use the prohibition and what it created to oversee them, because they created the secret FISA court. Said, well, you know, this is national security. If we told you about this, we'd have to kill you. So we're going to have a secret little star chamber court. It's not going to really be a court. There won't be anybody on the other side. You know, they just go there before one judge and say, I'd like to spy on this person. Okay, sure, go ahead. Rubber stamp. And they must be really busy because they've been spying on each and every person. Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. We get one for every... Oh, no, that's right. They didn't go before him, did they? Kind of like the Federal Reserve. They're not sitting there printing out paper money. They're just creating the numbers digitally. As I point out, if they actually printed the paper, the $3.7 trillion that we have printed, if you stacked $1 bills, it would take you past the moon. They don't have that much paper, that much time, and they don't have that much paper or time to get a search warrant for each and every one of you. But they're doing it anyway. And they used it as a political weapon against President Trump. That secrecy. Instead of oversight of the intelligence agencies used it as an attempted coup. So, in the wake of that, you had William Colby, who was removed from the CIA. He retired. And then he was found face down in the river in his pajamas early one morning, the lake behind his house. Nothing to see there. His place was taken after all the damage that was done to them, after they admitted the assassination programs, which once upon a time, people in America frowned upon that. We don't do that anymore. We have been conditioned with all the James Bond movies and spy movies to think that's pretty cool. Oh, we're better than they are in terms of being able to kill people. We don't see that as a moral, ethical, and legal failing. We're fine with it. But that people were not fine with that. That was a big deal. Operation Mockingbird was a big deal where they paid people in the press, the mainstream media, press and broadcast media to feed out their narrative in a unified format and then to spy on the American people. Now we have those two things, Operation Mockingbird and spying on people. That's all been pulled together in the internet. That technocrat, those two things have been combined. And of course, we're torturing and killing people and bragging about it, But they got rid of him in more ways than one. And his place was taken by George H.W. Bush. And George H.W. Bush's right-hand man to rebuild the CIA into the monstrous organization that we know today was Attorney General Barr. Now, you tell me that this guy cares about civil liberty? He's letting our cities burn and he isn't investigating it? We've got GOP senators who are now saying, well, we got law enforcement officers that are just being shot down the street, so we need to deter that. So we need to make that a special crime. No, that's not the right way for the federal government to proceed. That needs to be stopped. Absolutely needs to be stopped. But it isn't going to be stopped by you making it a federal crime. It'll be stopped if you actually do an investigation of the interstate and global conspiracy behind all of it. And you won't do that. That's the job of Barr. That's the legitimate job of the FBI. And they won't do anything about that, because they're probably a part of it, quite frankly, in my opinion. I strongly believe that. They will not investigate this conspiracy. And if you want to get an example of this, just take a look at what happened on Fox News yesterday. You had Newt Gingrich go on. And listen to what happened on Fox News. Go ahead and roll that.
Pro-criminal and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing, because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
Oh, really? No.
I was going to say you'd get the last word, Speaker.
he paid for it.
That's right.
I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars
he spent? I agree with Melissa. George Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation.
Listen to the awkward silence. Wait for it.
So it's verboten.
All right. We're going to.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Yeah, that was a pretty long and awkward silence, wasn't it? Uh-oh. What? We can't talk about George Soros now on Fox News because it's now verboten? As Newt Gingrich properly pointed out, it's now verboten, just like our other corporate technocratic masters? Twitter? YouTube? Facebook? Oh, can't say anything about Soros. It is a fact! An established fact, and we've talked about it many times, about how George Soros has poured millions of dollars into local district attorney races and statewide attorney general races. That's what he was talking about. You can't talk about that now, Fox? Harris Faulkner? What the Faulkner is wrong with Fox News? It's F-A-U-X is what it really is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It couldn't have been scripted any better. That's because it was completely scripted, and we even know the names of the United Nations, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, and John Hopkins documents. We have the script, just like you'd have for a Hollywood movie. And it's designed to free civilization and have a post-Renaissance stagnation or new dark age and a total consolidation of all wealth and power in the hands of the kleptocratic post-humanist. The magnitude of this is unfathomable, but you can see all the checkboxes of tyranny are being marked carefully, every I dotted, every T crossed, a total societal vertical integration, takeover, medical tyranny, total surveillance. The big tech heads, on average, have had their wealth go up 35% in the last 8 months. And of course, Jeff Bezos has basically doubled his. Everyone is being forced onto their system, the post-human robot takeover. You're being made obsolete. You can watch a factory of robots being controlled by wireless internet commands. But if you were a person just 200 years ago and you saw that, you'd think it was magic. You wouldn't even know really what the machines were or what was controlling them. So for that person, it would be spiritual or it would be something of the spirit. And it's similar to how ducks and butterflies and many other species of animal know how to fly thousands and thousands of miles back to the exact place where they were born. They're following magnetic lines. They have magnetic cells in their brains. We now know scientifically what's going on, but there's even a lot more than that. So when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about all the dark matter. We're talking about all the things you don't understand, but we know it's there. And just like you can have a bunch of robots working off a wireless system, that's what's going on with this satanic transmission that's working through people. And that's how this entity behind it all is able to direct it, because it is a consciousness manipulated through the space-time continuum.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of the species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats. And that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, and we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
AG Barr, and we're talking about faux news, F-A-U-X, Fox News. You want to mispronounce it? It's actually faux news. Harris Faulkner and her cohorts there, Melissa Francis, Marie Harf, and Newt Gingrich, they're saying the number one problem in almost all of these cities is George Soros elected left-wing anti-police pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. He's absolutely right. Absolutely. It's a matter of record. As a matter of fact, you can see this happening all across California at local district attorney offices and throughout the left coast and elsewhere. You've got state attorney generals, attorneys general in California and in Minnesota, who have been elected with Soros money. And he's poured massive amounts into these local district attorney races. In San Antonio, he poured several million dollars into that district attorney race in order to get a left-wing district attorney there. And the guy who was there that Soros is trying to take out made Soros's funding an issue, and he won. And he won because he made it an issue. And he said that after the fact. He said most of the time people don't want, they're afraid to talk about George Soros pouring millions of dollars into a district attorney's race. And they lose. But he says if you get people to understand what is really behind this, then you win. And that's exactly the problem, is that people don't understand what is behind this. And so Newt Gingrich did not say that George Soros was directly funding Antifa, like he has funded color revolutions around the world. No, I am saying that. I am saying that George Soros is funding BLM and Antifa. But Newt Gingrich didn't say that. Newt Gingrich just said he's funding these district attorney races, and it's absolutely a fact. Absolutely a fact. I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this, said contributor Melissa Francis. Gingrich was puzzled. He paid for it. I mean, why can't we discuss the fact that millions of dollars he spent electing these people? And I mean, that's millions of dollars in each of these little races. And by the way, if you recall, I talked about it in the aftermath of the Obama administration. You had Obama meet with Eric Holder, and they talked about how their strategy was going to be this strategy. It's going to be funded by Soros, but it was also part of the strategy of Obama and Holder to get, to elect attorneys general at the state level and district attorneys at the local level. That was their purpose. Why? Because of this. And now Fox News is covering that up. I reported that at the time. I said, you understand what's coming. It's going to be lawfare at the very least. And of course, it has been for the last 4 years. Lawfare. Persecuting political opponents. But they were really laying the groundwork as Obama was leaving. You know, he had this confab, had Eric Holder, Susan Rice, all these people meeting together and talking about how their focus was going to be state attorneys general and district attorneys. What they didn't say was that it's going to be funded by Soros, and it has been funded by Soros organizations. But you're not allowed to say that now on Fox. And so you heard the very long, very, very long, awkward silence there. Because it wasn't just Melissa Francis, and it wasn't just the liberal contributor, Marie Harf, who said, no, he didn't. I agree with Melissa. Soros doesn't need to be a part of this conversation. And, of course, Harris Faulkner didn't think that he needed to be a part of the conversation either. There you go. And so finally, Newt Gingrich says, okay, so it's verboten. And then it continued to be silent because it is verboten and they got nothing to talk about. If you can't talk about the facts, what do you have to talk about on Fox News? Fox News is just garbage now, with the exception of Tucker Carlson. Absolute garbage. The so-called news hosts that they've got, Chris Wallace, Harris Faulkner, all of that. I mean, it's just, as I was saying about the Republican Party in general, the Republican Party is what the Democrats were a couple of decades ago. And the Democrats are full-on communists. And the same thing can be said about Fox News. Fox News is what CNN used to be a few decades ago. Dishonest, statist, covering up for the establishment, for the military-industrial complex, for the CIA, the NSA. And and they're and dishonest, as CNN used to be as well. And CNN is beyond the pale. Absolutely beyond the pale. Now, when they go through all of this, what really needs to happen, but it won't happen because, see, even on Fox News, you can't even mention Soros. So, of course, CIA AG Barr is not going to investigate Soros. He's not going to do what the job of the federal government should be in this situation. Look, I don't want to see them centralize any more of law enforcement. That is a big problem. We do not want to have federalized police departments. That is a very, very dangerous situation. And that's exactly what these people want to have happen. And if Trump does that, he will be the biggest sucker you have ever seen in your life. But I think he's being suckered into it by barring these people. They want to do something. And if you look at the GOP senators, they're out there virtue signaling, saying, well, you know, what we need to do is we need to make it a federal crime if you shoot at the police or shoot the police or whatever. I don't know if it's attempted shooting at them or, you know, actually you have to hit them. But it's already a crime to shoot at police. It's already a crime to kill anybody, right? Those are local issues, and they should be local issues. We should have local law enforcement. What these people are doing is simply virtue signaling because their real role here, the real role of the federal government, should be to come after interstate crime, crime that goes between different jurisdictions. And that's what makes it so difficult to get after Antifa and these people, because they're not confined to one local area. It's not a local situation. It's highly organized. And it is interstate crime, a criminal conspiracy. And nothing is being done about it because I think there's a criminal conspiracy in Washington to let it happen. And the Justice Department, and the FBI, they're not doing their job. And so instead they come out, they want to be seen to do something, so they're going to do all the wrong things. They're going to federalize the police, they're going to add more federal laws. There ought to be a federal case about this. We ought to make it a federal law. Yeah, that'll fix it. No, it won't. If they won't do what they're supposed to do now, they already have jurisdiction for interstate crime and global conspiracies, because that's what we're really talking about here. So, yeah, let's talk about the Constitution. It's passed from legend to myth. And I think it's time to bring it back. So I tweeted out yesterday when I saw that. Yeah, they're going to have a Constitution Day celebration this week at Hillsdale College. Well, yeah, I heard we used to have one. Let's bring it back. And, oh, by the way, if these politicians don't obey it, then you don't have any reason at all to obey them.
In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio, every blue state, every blue city is announcing that they are establishing emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover for an authoritarian takeover because they know the world's waiting to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it. is a metaphysical rule that God has put in place that controls the universe, and it's free will. That's why the social engineers, the Robert Barrons, the globalists, the post-humanists, the anti-humans, openly tell you what they're doing and openly tell you that you're worthless and crap and you need to die because that will save the earth. But they do everything they can to make the most dystopian, ugly future they can in the movies and in the culture and in all the different publications. They are making you hate yourself. They are making you be depressed. They are making you not have a connection to God because they just want you to die so they can selfishly control the future. And that's what all this is about. You know, they say they're setting up world government to protect us all from our super technologies, while they're the ones running around like mad scientists, endangering the whole planet with a lot of these technologies. The globalists are what is disruptive to human species. But they call us disruptive to their power grab. It's time to say no. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't power humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration, to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all, the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
That's right. As we get to the anniversary of the Constitution, I hear that we had one once upon a time. I hear that politicians still use it as a discarded rite of passage. And as they go through that formalism, they think it gives them the right then to become absolute dictators and completely ignore anything that it has to say. And I'm looking at you too, Barr. Because as I look at the way that Breitbart reported this, they say, in April, Barr's Department of Justice told people as they were beginning the lockdown, he says, be on the lookout for state and local directives that could be violating the constitutional rights and civil liberties of individual citizens. Oh, you think? 2 weeks after? Locking us down? Treating everybody as if they are sick without any kind of test? They didn't have any tests. They were just presuming even people who were sick with another. Oh, yeah, that's COVID. Yeah, we don't have any tests and the tests don't work anyway. And that all came out. The American Hospital Association complained to the Medicare overseers and said, you want us to verify these COVID diagnoses now? You remember at the beginning of this, you told us that you didn't have any tests. and that it didn't work. And we should just do clinical guesses, our best diagnosis. And that's what we've done. And now you want us to document this? Come on, we're not going to do that. Well, I think that's this whole thing. For 185 days, now he has the gall to say that? Did he do anything? Well, Breitbart tries to play the political game. And they say, well, he explained that there might be reasonable and temporary restrictions on some First Amendment rights for the sake of public health. And they should not be, quote, an overbearing infringement. And so they subsequently, oh, they did the right thing, didn't they? They wrote some letters to some of these draconian governors to tell them, don't you restrict people from having church. Did that work? Well, unfortunately, Breitbart, unfortunately, Barr, it didn't work. I mean, take a look at what's going on in California if you think it works. You got John MacArthur, who has been meeting with his church now for about a month and a half, 7,000 to 10,000 people every week. No social distancing. They're packed into that giant church with no masks and singing, and nobody is sick. And he got up a couple of weeks ago and he says, folks, as the L.A. County is continuing to threaten them, as L.A. County is going to remove the parking lot that they've had a lease for about a half a century, I think it's 45 years or something like that, as punishment, and threatening them with fines and threatening him with jail. He said a couple of weeks ago, he said, there is no pandemic. Look at all of you. Nobody here is sick. We've been doing this for quite a while. And now he's come out. He went on with Laura Ingraham on Tuesday. He said he's been warned that he could go to jail for 6 months. And his response was, bring it on. Bring it on. He said, yeah, Apostle Paul went to jail. I'm ready for a prison ministry. He said, California Governor Gavin Newsom and others are going against the Constitution. He insisted that the level of infection does not support the cancellation of the constitutional rights for worship for the entire state, with 0.01% of the residents having been infected. He said, we're open. That's right, they're open. Nobody is sick. 7,000 to 10,000 people every week. No masks, singing, no social distancing. Nobody is sick. They're lying. They're lying. And that's why the L.A. County and the governor of California is so desperate to shut this down, because nothing anywhere in the world exposes this, the fraud of this, like that church. He said, the church preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the only source of eternal salvation. The church does not exist to make sure that it navigates around politicians' whims. And so what does Attorney General Barr exist for? What is the purpose of him being there? Is he there to defend the Constitution that he swore to? The Constitution that if he doesn't defend, he doesn't have any legitimacy at all, and he doesn't. So he said, you know, well, look, if it's an overbearing infringement, we don't expect that to happen. He said that 185 days ago. As Attorney General Barr, as he's pontificating about the great intrusions on civil liberties, has he done anything about it? No. Is he aware of what's going on in California and Virginia and other places like that? No. Chicago? No. Illinois? No. He doesn't care. Does not care. As I pointed out yesterday, we got one judge who does. By the way, Judge William Stickman IV is an appointee of President Trump. Good job, President Trump. You got one right. Put this guy on the Supreme Court. Because you know what? He talked about the Constitution. He talked about individual liberty. He said individual liberty is the foundation of our country. That's why we have the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. He got it right. I haven't heard anybody at any level get it right like Judge Stickman did. I read that to you yesterday. But this is what else that Barr had to say. He said, the most basic check on prosecutorial power is politics. Government power completely divorced from politics is tyranny. Well, that's kind of an interesting way to put it. We have divided government, right? What he's basically saying here, and maybe I've got long remarks here, but I don't have all of his remarks. I don't know if he really unpacked that. He draws a distinction between government power completely divorced from politics. What he's referring to with that is accountability. And he goes on to talk about how line prosecutors are part of the permanent bureaucracy. And he says, name one successful organization where the lowest level employees' decisions are deemed sacrosanct. And there aren't any successful organizations like that. There aren't any successful governments that embrace socialism either, like all of these lowest level permanently entrenched bureaucrats in Washington do. And so what he's saying is, politics should be a part of this equation because the politics part of this means that these people are held accountable. And of course, as I've been saying for the longest time, the bureaucracy is not accountable. They don't ever have to stand for election. And that's the big problem. But see, that's also why all of this has been turned over to them. It's why Nancy Pelosi said, we'll just have to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. Why? Because they were going to grant the authority to a bureaucracy to define it and to rule it. They were going to write the laws. They were going to enforce the laws. They would create the penalties. And they would remove the due process. They would remove the accountability. They would remove the individual liberty. And that's what they have done. He goes on to contrast that, quite frankly, with the fact that politics has now been criminalized by these bureaucrats, of course, because they rule everything. And because the political winners should not be ritually prosecuting political losers. He says that's not the stuff of a mature democracy. Well, Attorney General Barr, we don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic. Remember the he's talking about this on Constitution Day, and he refers to it as a democracy. This is our chief law enforcement, our chief lawyer, if you will. And he calls U.S. a democracy. How about a situation, Barr, where the losers prosecute the winners? How about a situation where the lowest level permanently entrenched bureaucrats run the organization and purge out the people that are accountable to we the people? That's really what we have. And that's the saddest thing about this tyranny that has now been enacted. You got this mob of bureaucrats radicalized, and you got a few technocratic billionaires running this whole show.
Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party statements and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells Infowars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head. Might as well advertise it with Infowars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't want to be right about this prediction. In fact, it's not a prediction. It is a forecast. If we continue down the economic road we're on globally with the ongoing COVID-19 lockdowns and the destruction of productivity, it will continue to accelerate these ripple effects that are breaking down supply chains that will starve tens of millions of additional people in the third world and destroy decades of human infrastructure that's been built. It will annihilate the funding of that and put the entire first world in even deeper debt, which we're being maneuvered into. So I really think the smart move is to end all these lockdowns immediately and prosecute the people that launched the giant COVID scam, the giant COVID con game. It was really just a big power grab. But in case we can't reverse all this, we better start digging in and getting storable food and getting prepared to be self-sufficient, because that's the name of their game, is to make us dependent on them. So get self-sufficient now, InfoWars.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Before we get any further into this, and I've got an update as to what's happening in Tennessee, which is pretty amazing. And we went through Tennessee, passed back through there, we drove all the way to North Carolina. We had illness in the family, and we can't fly anymore because I'm not wearing a mask. And neither is my wife. I didn't want her traveling that whole way. So we took the whole family and went. And it was very nice to see civilization. Tennessee, where nobody was wearing a mask. Everybody, except for the employees, the poor employees had to wear them, but they didn't take it too seriously. They'd pull them down and talk to us and put them back up with their nose hanging out. They know it's a fraud. And you had everybody packed and crowded on the sidewalks, walking around, going into restaurants. The restaurants were packed. None of this stuff from our freedom-loving Republican governor here, Abbott. Hey, Abbott! You ought to go to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge and see the fact that you've got people that are waiting in line to get into a restaurant where every seat is filled. Imagine that. Oh, here in freedom-loving Texas, we had 25%, 50%, depending on the whims of this governor who has set himself up as a dictator. I can't wait to go vote against this guy, and I don't care who is running against him. Anybody who will do this is not deserving of your vote. You cannot endorse these kinds of actions. I don't care what political party this is, and I don't care how bad the other. You're going to tell me that somebody else is going to do something even worse than this? Well, good, fine. Let's use that as a moment to wake up and push back against these people. People go to sleep. Oh, we got a Republican in office. Well, let's go to sleep. We don't need to have, you know, Trump got elected. Oh, well, you saw the dip in people buying firearms. What's happening now? Oh, we, you know, Obama's out of office. We don't need to have any firearms or ammunition. Oh, yeah? Really? Oh, we got Governor Abbott in power. He's protecting our freedoms. He's going to let churches and restaurants get up to 50% capacity. Well, good for you. You want to, you know, time to take the red pill, folks. Red pill for Republicans. All right, let's before we get into this, I just want to tell you about what we have at InfoWarsStore.com to support, not necessarily a red pill. We got all different kinds of colors, and they will help you for all kinds of things, support your health. As a matter of fact, I thought it was very interesting. I didn't get into it, but there was an interview with Fauci, the Lord and Master, the all-wise, all-seeing medical expert, worldwide renowned. And you know what he said? Said, well, I would take vitamin D. Yeah, vitamin D, that's a good thing for you. They'll build up your immune system. I'd take some vitamin C too, yeah. Oh, really? I told you at the beginning of all of this, I said, well, here's somebody at the NIH. Says you ought to take vitamin D. Here's the former head of the CDC saying you ought to take vitamin D. Oh, wow. That's why we call it winter sun. See, vitamin D is a hormone. It doesn't kill any bacteria or virus. What it does is it builds up your immune system. If you don't have proper nutrition levels for vitamin D, they have identified, and as a matter of fact, this is what they both explained at the CDC, at the NIH. They said, we notice people who have autoimmune disease, it's typically associated with a deficiency in vitamin D. And what happens to cause a deficiency in vitamin D? Well, you can have some natural deficiencies in it. But we call it winter sun because, you know, if you get out in the sunlight, your body will manufacture that hormone. But during the winter, most of the time, people don't get out. Or if you have a unconstitutional lockdown, people are locked into their homes and they don't get out. And so you're getting exactly the opposite. They're telling you to do things that are going to harm your health. Oh, put a mask over your face so you don't get enough oxygen. Put a mask over your face so that it traps all of the waste and the virus and the bacteria that your body is trying to exhale, and then holds that against your face so you can breathe it in again. And don't get any sunlight. Well, at least Fauci is saying take vitamin D. Take our winter sun. We have that. It's not one of the items that are on sale right now, but folks, you don't want to wait until you can't get it. Because just like food, and I pointed out friend and guest that I've had on, Vince Agnelli from Virginia, pointed out, sent me the order from people that they buy beef from and said, hey, we're getting really packed with orders. People are starting to stock up on beef again. They're worried that's going to happen. And you better bet that when we come into the winter, the things are going to get rough again. They're already salivating about doing another lockdown and messing with our supply systems again. And you've seen this happen before, at the beginning of all this insanity. We went out to several weeks, 8, 9, 10 weeks. We said, all right, that's it. We're not going to take any more orders because we don't know when we can fill them. And now we're down to just about 1 or 2 weeks of delivery. So make sure you get that. And in addition to that, we have a lot of items that are on sale, 50 to 60% off plus free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like DNA Force Plus, 50% off plus free shipping. All shirts are available at $17.76 plus free shipping. We have the 8-pack power stacks and a couple of different combinations. 60% off plus free shipping. Ultimate Fish Oil is now back in stock. $29.95 plus free shipping. Alexa Pure Breeze is $149.95 plus free shipping. If you're going to be stuck indoors, you better make sure that air is clean. And that's about a half price off plus free shipping on Alexa Pure Breeze. We have one of those in our home. We use it all the time. It's wonderful. Very silent, very effective. And you can get that right now, about 50% off free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so where are we? Well, when we look at what's going on in Tennessee, in Nashville, we've had a little bit of a scandal in the city government. And I've had on air a couple of times our affiliate out of Knoxville, WBCR, 1470 AM. They were working with one of their key sponsors who had had for decades, I think they went back to their family business. They had a roller skating rink, I think went back to the Great Depression. They've never been shut down. They were shut down. And so they were suing to get opened up again. And we've had them on a couple of times to talk about that lawsuit. And now in nearby Nashville, we find leaked emails. And what they were doing was they found that these are emails between the health department and the mayor. And they knew that the restaurants were not creating cases. and they hid that information. On June 30th, contact tracing was given a small view of coronavirus clusters, according to WZTV Nashville. Construction and nursing homes were causing problems. More than 1,000 cases traced to each category, but bars and restaurants reported only 22 cases. Leslie Waller from the health department asks, this isn't going to be publicly released, right? This is just for the mayor's office, right? Let's keep this secret from everybody because we want to keep all these places locked down. I added that last bit. She ended with, it's not going to go past the mayor's office, right? And they said, a senior advisor for the mayor said, correct, this is not for public consumption. Well, 4 weeks later, Tennessee reporter Nate Rao asked the health department, quote, the figure you gave of more than 80 leads to a natural question. If there have been over 20,000 positive cases of COVID-19 and only 80 or so are traced to restaurants and bars, doesn't that mean that restaurants and bars aren't a big problem? According to Metro staff attorney, asked by City Council member Steve Glover to verify the authenticity of the emails, he said, yeah, I was able to get verification from the mayor's office and the Department of Health that these emails are real. And then Glover told WZTV, they are fabricating information. They've blown their entire credibility. It's gone. I don't trust a thing they say going forward, nothing. He went on to say, we have raised taxes 34%. We've put hundreds, literally thousands of people out of work that are now worried about losing their homes, their apartments, etc. And we did it based on bogus data. That should be illegal. Again, we weren't told by the mayor's office that this wasn't true. We were told to file a Freedom of Information Act request. And guess what will happen? When they file their Freedom of Information request, they'll get stonewalled and they'll have to sue them. And it'll take years for the information to come out. Meanwhile, all these businesses will fold. And I have an article here from Zero Hedge, authored by Dr. Malcolm Kendrick. And he says, why terminology really, really matters. He says, first of all, we've been mangling the concept of a case. In epidemiology, a case fatality rate, sometimes called a case fatality risk, is the proportion of deaths from certain diseases compared to the total number of symptomatic people diagnosed with the disease. You see, when we're going out and using these bogus PCR tests that magnify the viral load and say, well, we got a case here. We found a little microscopic amount of it. People are not sick. They can't spread it. Quantitatively, it's a lie. They don't have any symptoms. It's a lie. And even when it finds that little shred there and magnifies it, it can't distinguish between that and a coronavirus and the flu or cold.
The clock is ticking on the once free world. And the free press is under attack more than ever. I now see videos 10 or 15 times a day without even trying to find them of press being arrested in the United States, press being arrested in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And it's always the so-called liberal left, the defenders of speech, doing it. They are the authoritarians. They work for the Chi-Com globalist combine. And they are working around the clock to silence InfoWars. Just as we were the group they started with 3 years ago, they test out everything new on us. And a lot of it I can't get into on air at this point. I'll be able to reveal this later, but I just want to make you all realize that your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is absolutely essential, and I thank you all for it. But whatever you do, take advantage of the great products that support the InfoWar and make your life healthier and better at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day, looked up more than 60,000 feet, and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on it, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
liberty. It's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, how about a boa constrictor, a real boa constrictor, being used as a face mask? This actually happened in the UK, reports BBC. Snake used as a face mask on a bus. It's wrapped around his neck and around his face. One woman said, I thought he had a really funky mask until she saw it move. Okay, I guess that brings all new meaning to, I can't breathe. That's what they want. They want you choked to death. And maybe that qualifies as an appropriate face mask more than a cloth mask does. Because if the purpose of the face mask is to keep you from breathing, I would say that a boa constrictor definitely qualifies for that. And I think, you know, we look at these masks, as I said, if they're going to put out, as we're talking about doing, in some of these jurisdictions, they're fining people $50 or more. You don't have a mask on. All right. Well, you know, put on something that's just got gaping holes in it. It's a thin, thin tissue thing or something, and defy them to say that's not a mask. That the snake is not a mask. Is the definition of a mask, if they're going to say, well, that's just too open, it's too porous, and that doesn't work. Okay. Well, you didn't define for me, you know, what a mask is. Is a mask something that keeps me from breathing? Okay. Well, then in that case, I can wrap a boa constrictor around my face. And in Florida, I tweeted this out as soon as I saw it yesterday, a flash mob at Target, and a bunch of young kids, teenagers, at a Target in Fort Lauderdale. And they had arranged to meet at the Target, and Target wants you. It's a good nanny state technocrat bureaucrat partner of Fauci and these people, they want to make sure that everybody wears a mask. And so they went to a Target, and then on cue, they cue the music. We're not going to take it anymore, right? And then they say, we're tired of shopping with masks on. All right, everybody take off your mask. And they start running through the store, taking video. They put it out. And I retweeted that. And I got so much hate mail for that on Twitter. Not hate mail, but, you know, hate tweets, I guess. Hate replies. And here's one of them. You have a person who says, this is one of the most, a lot of people saying how disgusting it was. One person said, if effing doctors can wear a mask all day to save your Kool-Aid drinking behind, I'll just rephrase these things. I use a little bit less polite words. Then you can wear a mask for a run to the grocery store, unless you think doctors shouldn't wear masks in surgical rooms. I replied, and I said, well, actually, more than a quarter of doctors do not wear masks in surgical rooms. So imagine your surprise. Another one said, this is the neatest psyop I've ever seen in my life. And that's how the elites, particularly George Soros, fooled so many freedom fighters and otherwise conservative would-be revolutionaries into not wearing a mask. By this time next year, there'll be a lot less opposition. Hashtag MAGA. And I said, well, that's what all you Kool-Aid drinkers said when people tested positive at CPAC. Remember that? Remember how they were all celebrating? Oh, they said, oh, great. All the conservatives will be gone later because they're all going to die now. I said, your fantasy of everybody dying from your fantasy plague didn't work out. You got 500,000 bikers at Sturgis. You got a giant mega church in L.A. meeting weekly. No masks. No social distancing. Singing. Nobody sick. That's really what we're seeing. It was absolutely one. The best one here has now been removed, because she was really, really angry. And basically what she did was she said, okay, so you're going to kill grandma. You're going to kill my kids. And all you selfish people, you know, and it just isn't anything to do with that. As I pointed out, terminology matters, doesn't it? If it's symptomless, it is not a case. You don't have a case. You don't have a case for masks. And if it works, you're fine. I told her, I said, hey, go back to your safe place. And if you want to come out, put on a hazmat suit and leave me alone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight. And it only happens with you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the product. Spread the word. Because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as I said, the video of these kids in Fort Lauderdale in a Target taking off their masks and playing music and telling everybody, take off your masks, breathe, you're Americans. One of them was interviewed by Huffington Post and he said, look, I don't have any problem with other people wearing masks if they want to. If they think it makes them safe, go ahead and wear it. But don't force me to wear it. As I said, I had so many comments from these people saying, you're going to kill everybody. You're going to kill us. You selfish idiots. And one guy actually came back and says, is it not the government's responsibility to mitigate the spread of the virus? No, Jeff Poster, it is not the government's responsibility to mitigate the spread of anything. They don't have the authority. I said, show me the, quote, mitigate the spread of virus clause, unquote, in the Constitution. Can you find that in the Constitution? I've looked many times in my Constitution. I don't see any authority in the Constitution, which is why I don't care about this Model State Health Emergency Powers Act that was part of the 9/11 fraud. I don't care about that. It doesn't pass constitutional muster. None of it does. The government's job is not to keep me safe. The government's job is to obey the Constitution. And the Constitution is there to protect our liberty. That's the purpose of government in America. And so when we see what this looks like and what is coming here to America as the winter approaches, if we don't stop this lockdown, if we don't defy this, if we don't just go about our normal lives, let's go to our restaurants, let's walk on the sidewalks, let's go to church, let's go to biker rallies, let's go to bars, let's not do any of this, and we'll show everybody that this is nothing. As I pointed out, you know, a long article with a doctor breaking down the idiocy of this and saying you're not using the terminology correctly. And to just summarize in this long article what he had to say, he said, a symptomless, even a mildly symptomatic positive swab is not a case. Never in recorded history, says Dr. Malcolm Kendrick. Never in recorded history has this been true. However, now we have an almost unquestioned acceptance that a positive swab represents a case of COVID. This is then parroted all over the news channels as if it were gospel. Some people are beginning to question how that can be. Whilst cases are going up and deaths are going down and down. In Sweden, in the first 2 weeks of August, they had 4,100 positive swabs. That's what we should call them, positive swabs. Yet, in the last 2 weeks of August, they had only 14 deaths. One a day on average. That represents one death for every 300 positive swabs. Or what you might call a case fatality rate of 0.33, but it's not a case fatality rate. But he says if you win it by those metrics, it's less than swine flu, which was 0.5. So COVID is a less severe infection than swine flu, the pandemic that never was. Almost exactly the same in France, where they appear to have a current case fatality rate of 0.4%. And so then he talks about the difference between a case fatality rate and an infection fatality rate. An infection fatality rate is a percentage, the percentage of the population that is infected, and you look at the total number of deaths, the total mortality. And he said when you look at that, the case is actually even more positive. He said the problem is we had mad mathematical modelers, the academic epidemiologists like Neil Ferguson and the people at the Imperial College of London were guessing. They were guessing, and they got it wrong. And even if they had the right assumptions, they didn't have a computer model that can generate the same answer two times in a row with the same input. It's absolute garbage. Finally, he points out that we had Anthony Fauci himself say at the beginning of this, quote, "The overall clinical consequences of COVID-19 may ultimately be more akin to those of severe seasonal influenza." 11 days later, what did he say? "The flu has a mortality rate of 0.1%. This COVID has a mortality rate 10 times that. That's the reason I want to emphasize we got to stay ahead of the game in preventing this," right? Okay, so he said it was 10 times. Now, the doctor here says, I'm sorry, mortality rate, Dr. Fauci? Could it possibly be that he failed to understand there is no such thing as a mortality rate? Did he mean a case fatality rate? Did he mean an infection fatality rate? See, this isn't the first time that Fauci has blurred the terminology. He does it every single time he talks about the vaccine, right? He will talk about the efficacy of the vaccine. There is no efficacy for vaccines. I've written the article. You can see the article at roundtablereport.com. You go to the FDA, you go to the NIH, and they point out how they do the tests, the three phases of tests. When you test a therapeutic drug, something that cures a condition, you can test it for safety, and then you can test it for efficacy. Does it cure the condition? You can't do that with a vaccine, because a vaccine is not designed to cure anything. It doesn't cure anything. Let me repeat that. It doesn't cure anything. That's the other thing that they put out there. And there isn't going to be anybody that's going to do a challenge test. That's another lie that's being sold to you by the mainstream media. Oh, yeah, look, we got this organization, One Day Sooner. And they said, we got volunteers here, and they're volunteering to take this vaccine and then be exposed to COVID-19. Well, that never happens. Fauci isn't going to let it happen. NIH isn't going to let it happen because it's too obvious an ethical violation. Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of ethical violations. And as David Martin pointed out earlier this week, he can and should be let off. If you had a real attorney general, Attorney General Barr could lead him off the stage in handcuffs. He should be doing that, but he's not going to do that. He's not going to investigate Soros. He's not going to investigate Antifa. He's not going to investigate any of the interstate terrorism. And he isn't going to do anything to stop the constitutional fraud that is happening. And so he's not going to lock this grifter, Fauci. He's not going to lock him in handcuffs and take him off the stage. He's going to leave him there. Trump's going to leave him there basically too, as he has for 6 months. So who's the real grifter then? You know, the people who drive the getaway car are just as guilty as bank robbers, right? Anyway, so you talk about this. He blurs the distinction between case fatality rate, infection fatality rate, but he blurs the distinction between efficacy. And if you look at the NIH, they point out you can't talk about efficacy of a vaccine, and yet Fauci does it all the time. You can only talk about effectiveness. It's a semantic term that they're using to deceive people. They don't ever expose, they don't ever give a vaccine to one group and have another control group that doesn't get it and then expose them to a disease. They do an epidemiological study that lasts for years and say, well, do we think that the more people got it in group A than got it in group B? Oh, then we'll call it effective. And it's total garbage. If you want to see what this is going to look like, let's take a look at what is happening in Australia. Look at the violence that is in Australia. Roll video clip number 7. Look at that. Jackbooted thugs. Militarized police to enforce these mask regulations. They will be enforcing vaccines. You got to stay locked up in that area that's been turned over to the Chi-Coms. That premier got $1 trillion of money from the Chinese, and that's why he's doing this, folks. I'm telling you, it's why he's doing it. I have no doubt in my mind. Look at this. At least, and this is something that's written by the Victorian chief police officer. He said, on at least 3 or 4 occasions in the past week, they had to smash the windows of people in cars and then pull them out so they could provide their details. Because they weren't telling us where they were going. They weren't adhering to the chief health officer's guidelines. They're just guidelines. You know, I had all these people, I said, Trump is locking us down. Oh no, it's just guidelines and recommendations. Yeah, these are guidelines, right? They're smashing. They had to smash people's cars and pull them out. They weren't providing their names and addresses. And that's going to be why they're going to have dragnet surveillance of everybody, Chinese style. That's where the $1 trillion is going to go, the Chinese money, right? In Australia, to produce that. And they're going to do the same thing here. That's our future if we don't stop this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The party was not going to go on forever. All the welfare, all the entertainment, all the decadence was only designed to get people domesticated, dumbed down, selfish, and most importantly, isolated. And now that most of the population is selfish, isolated, and very, very dumbed down and ignorant, the New World Order is making its move. And they are now going to weaponize the giant masses of foolish followers who believe if they just follow orders, they'll get another little piece of green, like when the chicken pecks at the lever. And then all that they're really going to get is the noose tightened around their foolish neck. Those of us that are aware and informed can laugh at the massive slaves, but remember, they're a dangerous weapon pointed at our throats, and so we've got to save them to save ourselves. And to do that, we've got to expose the globalists. We've got to take it to them politically and absolutely annihilate them with the crimes that they've actually committed. Expose the enemy now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You can watch a factory of robots being controlled by wireless internet commands. But if you were a person just 200 years ago and you saw that, you'd think it was magic. You wouldn't even know really what the machines were or what was controlling them. So for that person, it would be spiritual or it would be something of the spirit. And it's similar to how ducks and butterflies and many other species of animal know how to fly thousands and thousands of miles back to the exact place where they were born. They're following magnetic lines. They have magnetic cells in their brains. We now know scientifically what's going on, but there's even a lot more than that. So when we talk about the spirit, we're talking about all the dark matter. We're talking about all the things you don't understand, but we know it's there. And just like you can have a bunch of robots working off a wireless system, that's what's going on with this satanic transmission that's working through people, and that's how this entity behind it all is able to direct it, because it is a consciousness manipulated through the space-time continuum. This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil-worshipping child molesters. This is not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
right, welcome back. Joining us now is Jason Goodman of CrowdsourceTheTruth.com. And you also can find him for the time being. At least we never know from day to day which of us are going to be kicked off of Twitter. But you can find him right now on Twitter at CSTheTruth. CS The Truth for Crowdsource The Truth. And again, his website is CrowdsourceTheTruth.com. And we've talked to Jason in the past about his research in New York, going from hospital to hospital, showing that there isn't any pandemic there. And he's done a lot of very important work with that. And now, as he's talking about the coronavirus fraud, and you have probably last week, you saw him talking to Alex Jones, and he was talking about how he is now being sued by the Emmys for a parody. And we've got an update to that today. But Jason, thank you for joining us. And tell the audience, basically lay out the case of what you did. We'll show the picture of it. What you did and how the Emmys are responding with this and how they're punishing you in court, trying to keep you from even representing yourself in court. But welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, David. And first, I'd like to congratulate you on your excellent Dr. Fauci Brooklyn accent. That was wonderful.
Well, I know a lot of people from Brooklyn.
I mean, listen, I grew up around that, so that was spot on. Now, the Emmys lawsuit is definitely troubling. Just like InfoWars and Alex Jones have been subjected to lawfare, which is a term that I've only recently become aware of, but it's the use of the legal system, whether it be civil or criminal, as in the case of General Michael Flynn, weaponizing it. And we've seen countless cases of that recently against conservatives, against supporters of Donald Trump. There have been a number of people that have been suing me. Viewers of Crowdsource the Truth know for the past 3 years, I've been sued by an individual who told Alex that he believed that NASA has a colony of slave children on Mars. So that gives you an idea of the level of lawsuit that I've been facing so far. But this Emmys lawsuit is quite different. And as you pointed out, I've been defending these previous lawsuits pro se, which is each of our rights as an individual, as a natural person. But what happened was the Emmys have behaved in a way. Let me take it back a step. This is the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. They award Emmys for news, documentaries.
Let me just interrupt you a second. I don't know if you got the feed here, but this is the clip of in Brazil, Terry Gilliam's 1984. Oh, and this is what lawfare reminds me of. You're walking down the sidewalk, and all of a sudden you get hit with one piece of paperwork after the other. And essentially it just takes you down, just like it did that character. And that's basically what they've been doing, Alex Jones. I mean, we must have gotten over 24 lawsuits filed against us. All of them have been dismissed, except for, I think, one of them so far. But they do it to take you down, to bankrupt you, and that's what they're doing to you as well.
That's exactly right, because it requires resources. Now, if you're doing it pro se, it's still quite difficult to defend. I've had to spend like dozens of hours watching bar exam videos, watching lawyer YouTube channels. I mean, I've become like half a lawyer. I'm watching lawyer YouTube videos now for information and entertainment. It's been interesting.
It takes you out of the game. That's the whole point, one way or the other.
Correct. Correct. That's the goal, is that they just want to weigh me down like that character in the clip that you showed with paper all over and just being distracted, not able to carry on with fantastic shows and guests that we've been having. And they recognize that. I mean, it's important to remember this National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, which your viewers will probably notice, David, is an anagram of it's Satan spelled backwards. That's just a coincidence, but I'm sure they'll say that's a conspiracy theory. I didn't name the thing. They did. So we've got the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences and the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, and they're sort of connected, sort of not connected. The ATAS gives out the famous Emmys for, you know, Breaking Bad and whatever is winning Emmys nowadays. Maybe Cuties will be nominated. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. They love that.
Right? They love that kind of thing. But then the NATAS, which is the National Academy, specifically focuses on news and documentary. And their president and CEO, who is a key player in this incident, is a guy by the name of Adam Sharp. Now, Adam Sharp, in addition to being the president and CEO of the 501c3 tax-exempt NATAS, the National Academy, he also has a private business that is a political consultancy. Adam Sharp worked for Twitter for 6 years, from 2010 to 2016. And remember, David, Twitter went public in 2012. So I don't know if that's relevant or not, but we don't really know how embedded this guy remains at Twitter. He does go around the world lecturing members of British Parliament, lecturing to U.S. politicians as to how they can use social media to impact the outcome of elections. So this is a guy who's an expert in social media analytics, an expert in, you know, utilizing these types of forums, these mediums to communicate with people and talking about how modern technology can really play a role in these elections. So it's interesting to notice that even
it's very easy, Jason, to play a role if you just silence your opponents.
Exactly.
Which is really increasingly becoming the tactic.
Exactly. And you know, when you look at even the least popular videos on crowdsourcethetruth.com or on the Jason Goodman YouTube channel, which is, you know, that's a mirror, they're getting more views than Entertainment Weekly talking about the Emmys, which just happened last night, I think. I don't even follow that, but it seems yeah. like many more people are interested in the types of topics that David, you and your crew and Alex's crew there at InfoWars are talking about, the types of topics we're talking about on Crowdsource the Truth. People are locked in their homes, concerned about their future, and they want in-depth information. They don't want 90-second sound bites from dopes like Dr. Fauci.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Now, you did a parody, and tell them why they're suing you. We'll show the picture of your parody and the original one there. Tell the audience about that.
So the allegation in the lawsuit is that I've infringed on their copyright and diluted their trademark by using an image of the famous Emmy statue, which is holding an atom. Mm-hmm. Not an Adam Sharp, an A-T-O-M. Atom. It looked like a globe. I thought it was a globe. But so what I did was I made a parody of the image by removing the atom and replacing it with a coronavirus. Is that a coronavirus molecule, particle? The medical illustration that represents the coronavirus that we've all seen everywhere. Obviously, David, to me, this is probably the most recognizable medical illustration in the United States, if not the entire world. It was plastered all over the internet and every newspaper for months and months while they told us how many millions of people were going to die from this viral pandemic that doesn't seem to comport to the models that people like Neil Ferguson put out and that Dr. Fauci and Dr. Redfield and Dr. Birx were warning us about. So I put that molecule in there because this is a parody, and the Copyright Act says that a parody must substantially represent the original work in order for its ironic or, you know, for the meaning to come through to the viewer. And this is absolutely a parody of the Emmy, of award ceremonies.
Yeah, you're basically giving out an award for, you know, propaganda about the coronavirus. That's a perfect parody, perfect example of parody, and the perfect example of explicitly protected free speech. But, of course, they've got big corporate lawyers, and they don't play by the rules. We're going to be right back. Jason Goodman, crowdsourcethetruth.com. Oh, stay with us.
Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party statements, and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells InfoWars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head. Might as well advertise it with InfoWars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back. It sounds over the top when I go on air and I explain that the controllers of the planet want to carry out the extermination of the entire human population, except for a few of what they call their new transcendent silicon gods. But that's really what they're now externalizing. They're now taking what was in their textbooks and white papers 30 years ago and actually openly announcing it everywhere. They're going from beta to operational. And think about all these major corporations. They tell you humans are horrible. They tell you humans are a parasite. They tell you that we've all got to be gotten rid of. And then They won't let people see their old folks in nursing homes and then ship in COVID to kill them. That's all organizing as a beta test for larger operations. And everything is a microcosm and a laboratory test of larger scalability of what they are now beginning to roll out. Look at how they're banning medical doctors from promoting therapeutics that are absolutely essential to stop viral infections like COVID-19. This is all absolute information control. This is beyond 1984.
It couldn't have been scripted any better. That's because it was completely scripted, and we even know the names of the United Nations, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, and John Hopkins documents. We have the script, just like you'd have for a Hollywood movie. And it's designed to freeze civilization and have a post-Renaissance stagnation or new dark age and a total consolidation of all wealth and power in the hands of the kleptocratic post-humanist. The magnitude of this is unfathomable, but you can see all the checkboxes of tyranny are being marked carefully, every I dotted, every T crossed, a total societal vertical integration, takeover, medical tyranny, total surveillance. The big tech heads, on average, have had their wealth go up 35% in the last 8 months. And of course, Jeff Bezos has basically doubled his. Everyone is being forced onto their system, the post-human robot takeover. You're being made obsolete. The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of the species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, that we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the, quote, animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Keep on lying.
Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Jason Goodman. His case is very important, folks. Jason runs crowdsourcethetruth.com. You can find him on Twitter at CSTheTruth. And his case has a couple of different issues here. Parody is explicitly protected in speech. And so he's being sued for parody. But in addition to that, he's also being sued for trying to represent himself because he doesn't want to bankrupt himself with these, with this lawsuit. So he's trying to represent himself and they're trying to shut that down. It's a very, very important thing. You know, when we talk about parody, Jason, I've had this a couple of times with both YouTube and even with the Daily Beast. Daily Beast tried to get me thrown off of Twitter because I reported a Babylon Bee article and I was laughing about it. It was in the wake of in the wake of Pocahontas doing her DNA tests, right? Elizabeth Warren and, coming back that she was 1/1000th or whatever, you know, American Indian. And so they did a parody on Babylon Bee and they said that Hillary Clinton came back and said, well, there is absolutely no truth to the, to the fact that I am 50% reptilian DNA or whatever. You know, she was disputing the amount of reptilian DNA that she had there. And so Daily Beast, contacted Twitter and tried to get me thrown off because I was laughing about that as a parody. And of course, Daily Beast has now become one of the favorite news outlets of Matt Drudge.
But, wow.
You know, these are the people. There was absolutely, it was all political, right? And all about persecution of their opponents in the media. And so now you're facing that and you're facing it from the entertainment industry, from the Emmys. Where they're coming after you for an obvious parody. You've got the Emmy Award where you've got a winged individual holding up I thought it was a globe as well. You said it was an atom, and you changed that to a, you know, COVID particle with a, you know, ball with all the different points on it. And so they are suing you for that. Talk about that, and talk about why. I mean, first of all, that is explicitly protected. But why are they coming after you and saying that you can't represent yourself pro se?
Well, you know, there's what's written on the page, and then there's what's written between the lines. And what they are doing, and this is particularly distasteful to me, because Crowdsource the Truth's main YouTube channel started on my personal YouTube channel, the Jason Goodman YouTube channel. And that was created by the natural person, Jason Goodman. Mm-hmm. It is not owned by my corporation, but yet their president and CEO, he put in a complaint to YouTube that resulted in the video with that image being taken down. It resulted in me losing my ability to live broadcast on YouTube, which has crippled my business. This is I earn money. I'm doing this every day.
Yeah.
And then because I've been so effective in defending these other lawsuits pro se, and because the law and the facts are so heavily weighted in my favor.
Oh, it should be a slam dunk, yeah.
It should be. But as you pointed out, David, these guys have a sophisticated law firm in Washington, D.C., who has sued my corporation because in New York State, you cannot defend a corporation pro se because a corporation is not a natural person and does not have the same rights that we have. So this is forcing me to go to the tremendous expense, and it's taking a lot of time to find an attorney. I don't know any copyright attorneys. And so, I mean, you know, this is a serious challenge for me to defend myself. And it's going to, you know, a lot of people, I think, have this idea that, oh, well, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just going to go into court and tell the judge this and that. And I'm a sovereign citizen and there's a gold fringe on the flag.
Yeah,
I have to say, I do not agree with that. I think if you walk into court with that attitude, you're about to get heavily fined, sanctioned, maybe thrown in jail for contempt of court. People say the courts
have your children taken away in the CPS court. I haven't done anything wrong. I'll talk to the CPS people. You know, they'll understand. They're fair-minded, right?
Do not do that. You're walking into the lion's den. And look, to say the courts are rigged, I don't like that phrase. Not that I'm disagreeing with the sentiment, but it's so simplified and dumbed down that it is not illustrative of the problem at all. What's going on is that the law is a extremely complicated, you know, thing that's been built up over time. There's a huge bureaucracy, and you're playing a game. In order to win, you have to understand the rules. You can't come to a chess game and start playing checkers and expect to get anywhere. You really have to understand the process, even if you are represented by an attorney, because it's like being in the hospital. You need to be your own advocate. You need to question doctors. You need to fill them in on all the details and information about your health, your background. Same with lawyers. So they've put me in this really uncomfortable situation, and I think they're doing it because they know they have money. They have lawyers. They put up this lawsuit. They presented it to YouTube, suing the corporation, not me. And YouTube said, okay, well, that's sufficient to keep your channel shut down until November 18th after the election. David, I allege that as a social media influencer who is pro Donald Trump, they are trying to disable the channel because they know though Crowdsource the Truth is small, we're getting important guests like Judge Jeanine Pirro. We've had former acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker, Alan Dershowitz famously. I didn't understand why Alan Dershowitz would come on my show, but I do now. Alan Dershowitz has started his own podcast, and all of these, you know, companies are realizing as, you know, national broadcast news has been locked in their own homes and have been relegated to podcast style production values. Things like Crowdsource the Truth and certainly InfoWars are now worlds ahead of those guys because we've been doing this type of production for a long time, have more sophisticated techniques, and it's kind of leveled the playing field. So now they're resorting to these other tactics to try to take us out of the game. You guys have been pummeled into the ground by lawsuits.
That's right. And you had a dynamite interview with Alan Dershowitz that went everywhere because he was just proudly monologuing like a supervillain lawyer, saying, we can mandatory vaccines. No, you would take somebody down and I would want them to jab the needle in their arms forcibly and so forth. That was an amazing interview that you got to say that. That was really important information that you had there.
Thank you very much. And a lot of other, you know, social media people have tried to cut out the logo, put out little sections, distract people from important things that Dershowitz was saying. He revealed things about how he met Jeffrey Epstein and who introduced him and who he's hanging out with. These are potentially important revelations. And, you know, you mentioned the Daily Beast. And, you know, when people are watching these things, they're like, oh, wow, the New York Times, the Daily Beast, Newsweek, all these things say Jason Goodman is a conspiracy theorist, or David Knight and Alex Jones and InfoWars are conspiracy theorists. Well, here's something interesting for people to consider. We've always heard, oh, consolidation of media, six companies own everything. The Daily Beast is part of a group called Interactive Corporation. They also own Vimeo. And just yesterday, my Vimeo account has come under attack. Now, I rely on Vimeo. That. Yeah, I rely on Vimeo to drive the paid subscription service, the sponsor exclusive videos on Crowdsource the Truth that people can find out more about on crowdsourcethetruth.com. But this is my business, and they're attacking the money supply. And that's maybe that's a coincidence, but the chairman and CEO, of Interactive Corporation, a guy named Barry Diller, he happens to be in the Television Hall of Fame.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Is run by the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. So, I mean, are these guys all connected? I don't know. Are they operating in coordination? I don't know. But it seems
it's a club,
like a
Jason, and you ain't in it, as George Carlin would say, right?
Right, right. It's a strange litany of coincidences here, David. So, you know, we're going to see what happens with this, but I'm going to be fighting this lawsuit. As you said, I think it's important. They are trying to shut me down for protected free speech, and they're playing a lawfare game, and they're frankly being big corporate bullies because I think they are afraid. InfoWars started this. I was watching InfoWars in 2016, and Alex put out a call. I understood it to be that he was hiring people. Exactly. Look at all these brands. And and I, you know, sent an email. I know Alex is very busy. And so I said, well, gee, I guess I'll just start my own YouTube channel if I can't work for InfoWars. And I did that. And I don't think they like this because they want to be able to control the information that's flowing. Your viewers
are. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this goes back. This has been by design. I mean, like I said earlier, you know, you got you go back and you look at the way they were spying on people. They talked about Operation Mockingbird back with the church committee hearings. They brought all this stuff together. They want to have two or three people that are all three of them saying the same thing all the time. We'll be right back with Jason. Stay with us.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't power humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all, the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ignorance does not equal bliss. Ignorance equals slavery. If you're ignorant, walking through a field at night that there's a 6-foot pole up ahead, you're going to step in it and probably break your ankle, or maybe worse. Well, it's the same thing happening to human civilization. The industrialized age really empowered humanity in many respects, but also took us away from the land, made us very, very domesticated and very, very easy to manipulate. And now corruption and predatory activity can hide behind that complexity. Now, I know what's going on behind the complexity because I go read what the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Davos Group and the Bilderberg Group and all their subsidiaries, like the Club of Rome, say. So I know exactly what's going on. Not because I'm even that cool or special a person, but I'm actually want to be empowered and informed because I'm a history buff. I know that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. The globalists think you're stupid. They laugh at you because you won't research their own admissions. A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day and looked up more than 60,000 feet and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on it, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're talking to Jason Goodman, Crowdsource the Truth. And again, there is lawfare that is being run against him by these corporations, all connected together in the entertainment industry. Hit him with one lawsuit after the other, even telling him, and again, the basis of the lawsuit is they're coming after him for a parody, which is specifically protected under the law. He took the Emmy symbol of the winged individual holding up a globe or an atom, and he changed it to a coronavirus and handed out an award, you know, for people deceptively putting out information about the coronavirus. And they said, you've diminished our trademark here, whatever. It's a parody. It's allowed. It's specifically protected. And then they came back and said, oh, and you can't represent yourself. And they've got a gag order on him, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. And we have some really good specials right now. We've got up to 60% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the products we've got there. We've got the 8-pack power stack with Survival Shield X2 Nace and Iodine, 60% off plus free shipping. Or you can get it with Survival Shield X2 spray, also 60% off and free shipping, that 8-pack power stack. We have heart and body combo. That's VasoBeat and ExtendoWise. And again, VasoBeat is just concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator. That's the kind of stuff that we focus on. Things that are safe, natural, effective, and right now 50 to 60% off plus free shipping. We have Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock, free shipping, discounted to $29.95. Alexa Pure Breeze, that's the air freshener for your home. It senses if there's an issue, it speeds up, changes a little color that's on there, very silent, very effective. That's now essentially half price and free shipping. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. And by the way, Jason, how are you dealing with this, since they're going to force you to hire legal counsel? How are you funding Crowdsource the Truth? I mean, is it some kind of crowdsourcing, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, Crowdsource the Truth is entirely funded by viewers. And I think that's, David, actually one of the reasons why the Television Academy is so upset, because one of the things that I've tried to do is to fundamentally change the way news is paid for. Right now, mm-hmm. people who watch CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, TV is free, right? You turn it on, you watch it, they don't charge you for that. But the commercials that you're watching pay for the production. So corporate advertisers who are, selling pharmaceutical products or gasoline or cars or whatever, they pay for the news. And we've heard countless stories. Robert Kennedy Jr. even says, despite a personal friendship from childhood, with Roger Ailes, who at the time was the CEO of Fox News, they would not let RFK Jr. appear on Fox News to talk about facts and details pertaining to vaccine injuries. They wouldn't let him on because they're funded by the pharmaceutical industry. So using this direct-to-consumer sponsorship model, it actually threatens the entire business model of television news. And they look at someone like Alex Jones or David Knight, everything that you guys have done at InfoWars. As I understand it, Alex started this whole operation with a public access radio show, and his message was so strong that it just grew and grew, and you guys now have become the best known name in, independent news. And even in the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton mentioned Alex by name. So they're looking at all these
Three times in her book as to what happened. That's honorable mention, three times,
And they're aware that this segment is growing. People are starting to say, now wait a minute, these guys are making sense. Let me listen to what they have to say. And they want to control the message. You mentioned Operation Mockingbird. So the father of this person, who is the president and CEO of the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, is a guy named Roger Sharp. Now, I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm just making a factual statement. Roger Sharp reported from the Dallas police station on November 22nd in 1963, and he told us all that Lee Harvey Oswald shot JFK. He went on to win four Emmy Awards, and, you know, he's done a lot of reports about the JFK shooting. He had an illustrious career, and I'm not saying anything about this guy other than it was declassified by the CIA. William Colby said he told Frank Church at the Church Committee hearings that the CIA ran a program called Operation Mockingbird, paid and otherwise influenced journalists to tell the news in the way the CIA wanted. Now, I don't know if Roger Sharp was a part of that. I think it's a valid question to ask. One of the things this lawsuit wants me to do is never mention the guy again. And the funny thing is, you know, David, we didn't actually even give out awards. We just made a parody. We made an image of an award. We didn't actually award anyone. So it wasn't an award show. We weren't trying to, you know, steal the notoriety of the Emmy. We don't even mention the Emmys in it. The thing was used as a thumbnail. It's not even shown again during the video. We could have changed that thumbnail and satisfied their alleged desire to eliminate this image. But instead, what they've done is, by suing me, they've permanently placed the image into the public record in a federal lawsuit. It's been reported on by the Hollywood Reporter. This image has gone everywhere now. Whereas if they had just,
effect.
Right, they could have just said, hey, you have 24 hours to take it down, or we're going to strike your YouTube channel and sue you. And I would have complied. I would have taken it down and changed the image. It wasn't, it wasn't that big of a deal to change it. But they've made such a big deal because I do not believe that the true purpose of this lawsuit, David, is the alleged copyright infringement. I believe true purpose is to shut down Crowdsource the Truth at this critical time before the election, because not only does it prevent me from bringing information from guests like Charles Ortel. Charles, we had Judge Jeanine on yesterday, and people have been tweeting that video around. They get a message that says it contains dangerous information.
Yeah. So that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, you talked about big pharmaceutical companies and how RFK Jr. couldn't get an interview with Roger Ailes because, you know, that's probably their biggest sponsor with all these Ask Your Doctor commercials and so forth. But it's also, as you pointed out, the Mockingbird connection, the fact that the CIA and the military industrial complex, they're probably behind the scenes just as big a sponsor. They can reward these guys in many ways, even beyond money. And so they want to make sure they maintain that access and that close relationship with the military industrial complex. And the military industrial complex wants to get back to the days of Mockingbird, where they had Walter Cronkite and Huntley Brinkley all saying the same thing, all covering exactly the same issues and saying the same thing about those same issues. That's what they want to go back to. That's what this whole thing is all about.
That's right. And they know that millions of people can hear you and everybody else on InfoWars by going to band.video. They know that people can hear me and the guests who come on Crowdsource the Truth by going to crowdsourcethetruth.com. Mm-hmm. And they can't just, you know, look, they need to find ways to stop us from doing this. And, you know, we're outlining just in this interview, David, the amazing connections. They could be coincidences. I'm not saying these people are guilty. We're just asking the question. Aren't these strange coincidences? The Daily Beast, Newsweek, Vimeo, all these things are part of one company. When we talk about a control of media, I think a lot of people who read Newsweek might think the Daily Beast is something they wouldn't look at and vice versa, but yet they seem to control all this stuff. Fox News also is, you know, News Corp controls the Wall Street Journal and the New York Daily Post. Did you know that Barry Diller was the co-founder of Fox News? Isn't that interesting?
They have, you know, all this consolidation, a big part of the consolidation really began with the Telecommunications Act back in 1996. And I've talked about how that, a key part of that was to set up immunity against any kind of health charges in the same way that Fauci gave the vaccine companies immunity back in 1986. In 1996, it said you can't sue us for our antenna placements and so forth. But it also started to create a consolidation of media in the same way that under Bill Clinton, he began the consolidation of the banking industry. And at the time when they did the very first big merger between Bank of America and Nations Bank, people said, well, if you okay this, you're going to wind up with just, you know, four or five giant banks. And that's exactly what they did. Too big to fail. Right. And so we know what this consolidation brings with it, the kind of tyranny and control that it brings with it. But it really is a partnership between big government and big business. It's the worst of both when they get together.
And you know what? You can basically merge News Corp with Disney, essentially. I mean, News Corp still controls Fox News, but you know, I want to introduce one other person here to your audience, David, which is a guy named Elmer Davis, who was the director of the War Information Office during World War II. And you know, the Emmys, the National Academy of the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences and the Emmy Awards came about in 1949. It's very close proximity to the time that the CIA was developed. And this guy, Elmer Davis, he said that propaganda is much more effective when it's presented to people in entertainment.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of young people and a lot of not so young people who maybe don't watch the news, but they're going to watch movies. This guy appeared as himself in the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still about aliens landing in Washington, D.C. So my question is he a news reporter? Is he an actor? Is he a head of a government agency? What is this guy?
Hang on. We'll keep you one more segment if you can hang on. We'll
introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews.
Yeah.
We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarStore.com.
And even this cuties thing, Dave, they're trying to make everybody, you're crazy if you don't think it's okay to have 11-year-old girls in their underwear touching themselves.
All of our bodies for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
In Germany, in Australia, in Canada, and now even in Ohio.
Because you want to know what I was about
every
to
blue state,
you're going to love this piece.
Every
his assistant
blue city
was Maria
is
de Blasio, Bill de Blasio's mother.
Emergency COVID centers for people that refuse to be tested or people that are tested but refuse to stay in place while the results are coming back, or those that supposedly break quarantine. This, of course, is all based on the tests that are over 90% fraudulent and were designed to be so. This is a power grab. The world government globalist system is in trouble. All over the planet, free peoples are trying to pull out of it. And every blue area, I use the term blue as if in the U.S. for blue for Democrats, red for Republicans, is basically globalist or communist and authoritarian. And they are using this as their cover
for an authoritarian takeover because they know the world's awakening to them. It's a very simple equation. It's illegal. We must resist it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to Jason Goodman, and he was... He just brought up Elmer Davis playing himself in The Day the Earth Stood Still. One of my favorite movies. Did he play Gort or was Space Alien? Jason, tell everybody exactly what the connections are with Elmer Davis again.
Well, Elmer Davis at this time was a famous newsman. I mean, this is basically like Wolf Blitzer appearing in, you know, the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible movie where everybody who is contemporary and sees that movie recognizes Wolf Blitzer as a real person who's delivering news. And it creates this sort of subliminal psychological blurring in the mind of, is this news? Is he an actor? What's going on? And it's a real question. I mean, Wolf Blitzer is a real guy. You could go grab him and, you know, touch him and everything. He's a man. And then he's in the movie playing himself. It's this real twist of reality. But the other thing that's interesting about Elmer Davis, in addition to saying that he felt that propaganda was most effective in entertainment, his assistant in the War Information Office was Maria de Blasio, Bill de Blasio's mother.
So
my question is, did the War Information Office, which was essentially a propaganda tool, did it extend its influence somehow by creating these, you know, we've got the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, we've got the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and these things reward the people who are doing what they want. I can basically guarantee if David Knight was working at NBC, he would not be winning Emmy Awards for the reporting that is exposing these types of things.
I wouldn't make it to the first paycheck if I was there. But, you know, when you're talking about this, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, one of the rules was ridicule. Ridicule the other side. It is the most effective weapon, said Saul Alinsky. And so now we have people like, I mean, you talk about a real newsman playing a role in a drama. I think it's even worse that we've got comedians that are out there pretending that they're just making jokes when they're becoming political hatchet men for a political party like Stephen Colbert, John Oliver, Trevor Noah, is that his name, I think, the guy they brought from South Africa. All these guys, you know, even Saturday Night Live, none of them are funny anymore.
No, they're not. And they're blurring the line of what is news. I think a lot of people, look, I think Jon Stewart is very funny, and I'm not criticizing him, but he was breaking ground in this sort of news comedy. Jon Stewart basically took what began on Saturday Night Live in the 70s as pure joke when Chevy Chase used to do his, you know, weekend update. And they brought that out into a full length, full format, essentially news slash talk show. And for many people, that's where they got their news. And it's blurred the line where these guys are delivering as much information and political opinion as anybody else on television. And so the question again, are they actors? Are they reporters? Are they comedians? Are they propagandists? I don't know. But you just showed a lot of Emmy nominees and Emmy winners. And, you know, this is a tool that basically they anoint those who are approved, who can tell you what you're allowed to hear, and they punish those who are doing the opposite. And so they're suing Multimedia System Design, Inc., my corporation, that I cannot defend. So I'm relying on the audience, David, to sponsor Crowdsource the Truth and help me remain financially strong so I can fight off attacks like this and keep the show going.
That's right. People can find that. If you want to help Jason Goodman, you can find him at crowdsourcethetruth.com. Also Twitter at CSTheTruth. And that brings us really full circle, Jason, from where we began this interview.
Yep.
We talk about how effective ridicule is, how effective satire and parody are. And that's one of the reasons why I think they're coming after you. You know, that to put up a satire is very, very effective. And they've got to stop that. They have free license to do anything that they want and just, oh, it's just entertainment. It's just comedy. And a lot of that is predictive programming, but it is the ridicule that and the satire that they really can't handle, because there is no way to defend against that. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck, and keep us informed. Let us know what's going on with the updates on this. We want to stay in touch with you as this moves forward, because these are very, very important principles that are being established here. The idea that they're going to take away parity now, the idea that they're going to take away your right to even defend yourself in court. Jason Goodman, crowdsourcethetruth.com. Thank you, Jason.
It is now confirmed. Every organization affiliated with President Trump and his campaign is being attacked out of communist China in the biggest coordinated cyber attacks the planet has ever seen. Joe Biden has openly said China should run every facet of our lives. The Speaker of the House, Pelosi, has said that China wants Joe Biden. InfoWars is under dozens of different types of cyber attack a day. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and they're not even hiding that it's coming directly out of communist China. America is fighting for its life. Everyone that votes for Joe Biden is a stooge of communist China and an idiot trying to destroy not just their future, but our future. But no matter what happens in this election, the awakening and the chain reaction has begun and cannot be reversed!
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, that's very important, what is happening to us now. And again, you know, coming after Jason Goodman for a parody issue, you know, they came after somebody put up our Scooby-Doo parody that was done by Wilson, by Darren McBreen, where we had Scooby-Doo. It was a real short little one-minute thing. It's brilliant. I thought it was a great piece. And it was a parody of Scooby-Doo. And, you know, at the end, they always go in and they unmask the villains, right? Well, when they pull the masks off the villains, you say, whoa, it's President Xi. And then they go to the next guy and, oh, it's Fauci. And then they go to the next guy and it's Gates. And YouTube just pulled that down. Somebody told me they pulled it down. And they said, oh, we don't allow impersonations. What? You don't allow impersonations or parodies, whatever. They don't care. They make the rules because they're the rulers. And they don't follow the rules. And they can change them at whim. I think basically we ought to make a big deal of this. We could call it Fauci Gates. Fauci Gates. Fauci Gate, right? That's what this, we should start calling this whole COVID conspiracy. The lockdown, the masks, all this stuff. I think we ought to start calling it Fauci Gate. And get all three of them together, the co-conspirators. So anyway, Jason told me off air, there he is, nightmare of Bill Gates. He was telling me off air that Charles Ortel is getting hit with censorship. I think it was Twitter or Facebook. And of course, what does Charles Ortel do? Well, he's an expert on the crimes of the Clinton Foundation and the fact that they don't file the proper paperwork for a charitable foundation, never have. It'd be the easiest thing in the world for President Trump to take that down and to lock them up. And let me tell you, taking down the Clinton Foundation would be far more important to the survival of freedom in this world than to lock up Hillary Clinton, to take down that massive slush fund for political purposes, because that thing's going to go on long after Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates are gone, long after Chelsea Clinton is gone as well. That foundation must be taken down. But I don't expect A.G. Barr to do anything about that. You know, when we talk about censorship, we had Tucker Carlson's interview with the so-called rogue Chinese scientist now taken down. And yesterday I was going to talk about it. I ran out of time. She went on to Twitter talking about the fact, she said, I know this is engineered. I know it was deliberately released. They're trying to kill me and so forth. And Zero Hedge covered it. I think it was Monday. Zero Hedge covered it. And I said, well, we give her about 2 days before Twitter removes her. And bingo, yesterday they removed her. And then she goes on with Tucker Carlson, and they even take down, Facebook takes down the interview with her from, with Tucker Carlson. So we're seeing this everywhere, and it's not going to get any better, folks. We got these celebrities like Kim Kardashian, Mark Ruffalo, and others are putting pressure on Facebook to do even more censorship. And they're saying, they're all going to put a 24-hour freeze on their big accounts. And you're going to have to go 24 hours without seeing updates and selfies from the celebrities. How will you ever survive? I don't know. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, these poor people, they're locked down. They're scared to death by Fauci. They think if they don't wear a mask, or if you don't wear a mask, even worse, they can wear a mask, but if you don't wear a mask, they're going to die. And their kids are going to die, and their grandmas are going to die, and everybody's going to die because you're not wearing a mask. And these same snowflakes who have locked themselves into their safe places, and they can't even watch Kim Kardashian or Mark Ruffalo. Hey, how desperate is this? Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Olivia Wilde, Jamie Foxx, Sacha Baron Cohen. Oh, there you go. I couldn't go a day without getting an update from him. All these people. And so they vowed not to log in and post anything for a day. How will we survive with a celebrity fast? And they have a campaign, Stop Hate for Profit campaign. And so anybody that they don't like, they accuse of being a hate profit. Anybody that they hate, they accuse of hate. That's their projection. And let me tell you, you know, as I saw yesterday when I tweeted out that thing about the maskless protest at Target, let me tell you what they hate. They hate people who don't follow the Fauci Gate plan. They hate people who don't wear the masks. And it's not going to be that hard for them to say, well, we're going to stop the COVID. And so we got to punish and censor everybody that's doing that. And that's exactly what they're doing in Australia. It is the Chinese model. Anything that the Chinese government hates, they get rid of. I want to play for you, in the time that we got left, a statement from a lady who escaped the labor market, talking about socialism. But let's understand, this whole thing is coming from China. They're the model for this. And what you see happening in these labor camps is going to be coming here as well. Let's play this clip, video clip number one.
I never wanted to live in any sort of socialism again. But here in the U.S., I'm starting to feel that it has followed me. Not only many politicians are making socialism sound so sweet, but the majority of young Americans are attracted by it. But here is what it really is. In communist China, the government, or rather, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, controls everything. And because it controls everything, it can make all the rules, it can take away people's liberty, property, and dignity, and persecute them at will. So ever since the CCP took power 70 years ago, more than half of the population has been persecuted one way or the other. Over 8 million people died of unnatural deaths. My family and I suffered too. I was thrown into prison 4 times and then sent to a labor camp for simply practicing Falun Gong, which is only a mind-body-spirit practice to improve mental and physical health. The labor camp felt like entering right into hell. From the very first moment we were in, we were forced to squat like this, with our hands putting behind our heads, our heads lowered, and our eyes looking at our feet motionlessly, squatting like this under the baking sun for 15 hours. Whenever someone couldn't endure or fainted, electric batons were immediately used on them so that they would be revived to continue with the squatting. On the second day in the camp, two police guards dragged me from the cell into the courtyard, threw me onto the ground, applied two electric batons on me all over the body until I lost consciousness. Every day was a struggle between life and death. We were not only under endless torture, physical and mental, but were also forced to do endless slave hard labor. All the products we made in the camp were exported to overseas countries, including the United States. And we were also subjected to physical examinations and blood tests. The purpose? The data of our blood and tissue types were stored in the computer system. So when someone in any part of the world needed an organ, the poor person who
That's
was
That's right,
a
and
match,
they would take, we now know that they would take those organs out while the people were still alive. Christians, Falun Gong, Muslim, anybody that challenges them. This is the ruthlessness of these people, and it's coming to you.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. The party was not going to go on forever. All the welfare, all the entertainment, all the decadence was only designed to get people domesticated, dumbed down, selfish, and most importantly, isolated. And now that most of the population is selfish, isolated, and very, very dumbed down and ignorant, the New World Order is making its move. And they are now going to weaponize the giant masses of foolish followers who believe they just follow orders, they'll get another little piece of green, like when the chicken pecks at the lever. And then all that they're really going to get is the noose tightened around their foolish neck. Those of us that are aware and informed can laugh at the massive slaves, but remember, they're a dangerous weapon pointed at our throats, and so we've got to save them to save ourselves. And to do that, we've got to expose the globalists. We've got to take it to them politically and absolutely annihilate them with the crimes that they've actually committed. Expose the enemy now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Racist is this? Well, yeah, actually, we're told now by Vox, and you should believe that, right? It's the liberal press. We're told that Beethoven's Fifth Symphony put the classism in classical music. Not to mention the fact, let's not quibble over any details, but actually Beethoven was a transitioning figure between classical music and Romantic period, and some people put him in either one of those. But let's not get into any facts here. We're talking about the mind of the liberals. And as they put it here, it's long been popular. Yeah, it has. And so it's obviously hate. Those in power have loved Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Is it only people in power that love it? Especially the wealthy white men who embraced Beethoven, who turned his symphony into a symbol of their superiority and importance. Women, LGBTQ plus people, people of color. For those groups, Beethoven's symphony may be predominantly a reminder of classical music's history of exclusion and elitism. Wow. Wow. So let's throw away Thomas Jefferson and his masterpieces on political theory and human nature. Let's throw that away. Let's throw away the masterpiece of Beethoven, Fifth Symphony. I mean, he doesn't even get any credit for being deaf. I mean, you know, this guy wrote this stuff when he couldn't hear. I mean, that's even more amazing. But let's just throw this away because, you know, for classical music critic James Bennett II. Now, does that sound like a white privilege name or what? I am James Bennett II. Beethoven's popularity and centrality in classical culture is part of the problem, he says, as you perpetuate the idea that the giants of music all look the same. All look the same. It conveys to the other that there's not a stake in that music for them, he says. Okay, go ahead and pull off the music here. Yeah, quite frankly, when I hear that, you know, all look same. A lot of Asian friends and they alerted us to a website where they, it was really popular with them, and they would put up pictures of Asian people, and you would have to pick which country in Asia they came from. And it was called All Look Same. Could you tell if somebody was from Vietnam or China or Korea or whatever? Yeah, they couldn't, right? And, or Japan or whatever. They couldn't tell. And so here they are. They say, oh, hey, they all look the same. We've heard this kind of stuff before, quite frankly. You know where this is coming from. This is true racism, folks. This is true racism. You know, it was the Nazi regime that tried to purge a lot of classical composers because they were Jewish, right? And this is where this is coming. You know, you go from kill the Jew to kill the white man. And that's exactly what these people are pushing. And they pushed it explicitly on the BBC. We have this article at Infowars.com. This is what passes for comedy on the BBC now. You can't actually do parody, you know, where you show Scooby-Doo and so forth. You can't do that. You can't change out the Emmy Award like Jason Goodman's doing. No, no, no. This is acceptable, though, for the BBC. The guy says, you know, white power is Trump Tower. When we say we want to kill Whitey, we don't really mean we want to kill Whitey, although we do. And big laugh track cued. No, we do want to kill Whitey. But when we say we want to kill Whitey, it's like, but not today. Oh, well, that's nice. whiteness is a capitalist structure. Capitalist. So they want to get rid of capitalism and class. These people are the ones who are classist, right? Classism, they talk about. The people who see nothing but class, the people who see nothing but skin color, they are the true classists. They are the true racists. The people who shut you down and accuse you of hate speech, they're the ones who hate speech. So, you know, when you've got, some LGBTQ women of color who write something to the equivalent of Beethoven's Fifth, then I'll pay attention. I'll never forget when I played it for the first time for my young son when he was a toddler. I took the headphones off and put them on him, and he was like, whoa! It was Beethoven's Fifth. His eyes got as big as saucers, and he put his hands up on the headphones, and he loved it. But, you know, we don't want to do that. And here's an example. While we're talking about the Fifth, let's talk about fifth grade. This was sent to me by a listener, Instagram. I want you to hear this propaganda that passes for education that a parent recorded while this kid is sitting there, you know, going, what is going on with this? Listen to what this fifth grade teacher is telling these kids about why, you know, as if they've got a vote. Well, they probably will get a vote pretty soon in California. Video clip number two.
So you might want to do a little research. Oh, I got a few ears perking up. Your woman president, and it's not so far out of the realm now.
A woman
if Biden
president.
Gets elected, we'll have a woman vice president, and that's one chair away from president.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Think about
just
that.
A couple months
here's
before he drops over dead.
About. If Biden gets elected, he'll be the oldest president we ever had. Oldest presidents sometimes die during office.
Sometimes.
If this one should get elected and dies during office, we will have the first woman president.
Well, it's already
there's
the Harris-Biden
a whole lot
ticket.
Of ways we could have a woman president in the next couple years. Maybe after 4 years.
You should say my grandmother said stop talking about
it. I'm not saying that's who I'm voting for. I'm just saying the possibilities are exciting.
Oh,
right,
yes.
Ladies?
You get the idea. We could go on and on. This goes on for several minutes. This propaganda. Oh, it's important that we have a woman because, you know, they don't start wars. Oh, really? Well, obviously, this guy not only doesn't know anything about history or social studies, he doesn't know anything about current events. Take a look at Nikki Haley. She's one of the worst. Oh, and Nikki Haley and Theresa May were pushing the false flags to try to get us to attack Syria. Or Ivanka Trump. Yeah, go shoot him up, you know. I call him the Valkyrie. Some of the most dangerous political leaders we have. It doesn't know skin color. It doesn't know sex. This is the human condition, folks. And a lot of these people, especially the women, have got a Napoleon complex. They're out there to mark their territory. So this is one of the reasons why homeschooling, as Reason points out, has now hit a tipping point. It is exploding. That's been one of the positive things about this. You know, when we were doing homeschooling and actually exposing our kids to great artwork and so forth, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, you know, that racist piece of work, telling them about Thomas Jefferson. we were told, what about socialization? Now these people demand that you don't socialize. The only people who are socializing now are the homeschoolers. How's that for irony? And if you want to know where this is really going to go, we began by talking about how I'll take the Fifth. Well, now you got a university president and students are promoting a GoFundMe for a sorority girl in Pennsylvania who's charged for arson and rioting in Lancaster. Now, this is just an allegation. She may be innocent. She is, she deserves to have, to be defended. But quite frankly, when we look at how they're embracing this and you look at that crazy picture of the guy who was running with a knife after the police officer. I mean, they got video of this. The guy's being chased with a knife. By a guy that looks like he's, this looks like a first-person shooter video straight out of a zombie film. Any individual has a right to protect themselves under that circumstance. So maybe she's going to take the Fifth. We'll be right back.
Dependency. Domestication. In the real world, ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement and it's death. The globalists are teaching us all that we're non-essential. With automation, they're bringing in a world that doesn't empower humanity, but makes us obsolete. But we're not obsolete. We don't have to listen to them. We can farm again. We can garden. We can become self-sufficient. But first, we've got to learn to stand up politically for ourselves, and we need to become self-sufficient. That begins with water filtration to take control of that from the globalists and their fluoride and their dumbing down agenda, and with storable food. And we have it all the highest quality, the highest rated, at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now. You cannot lose unless you do not take action. We have the best water filtration, the best storable food, and it funds the InfoWar. Take action now while you still can. Become prepared. Become self-sufficient now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a metaphysical rule that God has put in place that controls the universe, and it's free will. That's why the social engineers, the robber barons, the globalists, the post-humanists, the anti-humans openly tell you what they're doing and openly tell you that you're worthless and crap and you need to die because that will save the earth. But they do everything they can to make the most dystopian, ugly future they can in the movies and in the culture and in all the different publications. They are making you hate yourself. They are making you be depressed. They are making you not have a connection to God because they just want you to die so they can selfishly control the future. And that's what all this is about. You know, they say they're setting up world government to protect us all from our super technologies, while they're the ones running around like mad scientists, endangering the whole planet with a lot of these technologies. The globalists are what is disruptive to human species. They call us disruptive to their power grab. It's time to say no.
Big Tech is the global straitjacket of the New World Order. It is the enforcement system, the surveillance system. It's going to track everything you do, everywhere you go, everything you say, everything you basically think, and then reward or punish you for those behaviors. And they're not liberals. That's a complete and total cover. They are monsters that love authoritarianism and are building towards a post-human world. Their mission is to destroy indigenous communities, annihilate small towns, annihilate all human culture, and consolidate us all, isolate us all, and then carry out our orderly extermination. This is their public master plan. And COVID-19 is the cover for the rollout of this digital control system. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only going to get worse from here. When you see officials from Apple, Google, Facebook, Twitter, you are looking at people way more smart and way more evil than Hitler. They want to murder you and your family. You have been warned.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito.
Yes, that's right, your radio dial has not changed on you. It's still The David Knight Show. And I'm playing that because that is the music that was played by Joe Biden as he wanted to virtue signal to his Hispanic audience in Florida. And yet, unfortunately for Joe, the lyrics to this song are, I want to breathe on your neck slowly. How's that for irony? We're joined now by Gerald Celente. And again, you can find Gerald Celente's excellent Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. And you can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And Gerald, you know, we talk about this every time you come on. You and I are both really upset. I talk about this on a daily basis, both upset about what has happened to our country, the authoritarianism, the totalitarianism. I began the show today by talking about A.G. Barr going to Hillsdale during the week that they're talking about the anniversary of the Constitution and saying that what we have now with the lockdown is the greatest infringement on civil liberties that we've had since slavery. But he hasn't done anything about it. We're 185 days into this.
I know. It's terrible what's going on. Our rights are robbed from us right in front of our eyes.
Yeah.
And again, we have the same imbeciles that had us hiding under desks in case an atom bomb went off.
Yeah.
Like that was going to do anything. And then when you got too big, they had us stand up against the walls in the hall of the school and with our hands behind our head and saying, if you see a flash, don't look at it. Like, you know, you'll be dead before you blink your eyes. These are the same imbeciles that have locked down the global economy. And they are, what they've done is a total failure.
And you and I had the duck and cover drill that you're talking about. And now we have the mask and cover drill.
Yep. Matter of fact, take a look at the current issue of the Trends Journal. It's another Anthony Frieda masterpiece, and it says it all. They did the same thing. They're doing the same thing. And again, they're not talking about Sweden and other countries that didn't lock down, that have much lower death rates from the virus than the ones that did. And the facts are right there. You can look at a place called Michigan with that witless Whitmer that locked down the whole place. They have the same population as Sweden, roughly, actually a little bigger and a little smaller. And they have more deaths by about 1500 more deaths. And they're
Sweden never did this stuff. I mean, we played the clip of a reporter from MSNBC or something walking down the street of Sweden with a mask, doing a mumbled report into a microphone. And the people are walking past them on the street, turning around and looking at, who is this guy? What is he doing? You know, I mean, like you would expect a normal person to do. There it is right there. Good job, guys. It's like, he's doing a report with nobody there with a mask on. And all these people are walking past him like, what's the matter with this guy?
And those masks are worthless, as we all know, when you look at the data. And then, of course, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, World Health Organization, New England Journal of Medicine. They all said these masks were useless and for healthy people not to wear them, and that only people that were very sick should be wearing them. And then they bowed to the political pressure and changed it. Okay. So again, they've destroyed our lives. They sucked the joy out of life, and they've destroyed business. You saw what the numbers that came out again. They've been talking about this for a while, but they came out again yesterday that Yelp said 60% of the businesses that closed down won't open again. They're out of business.
That's right. Especially and restaurants. And Gerald, earlier in the program, I had a report out of Nashville. The local news there found some emails between the health bureaucrat and the mayor. And they knew months ago. They said, well, you know, we've got 20,000 quote unquote cases. They're not cases. They're not even infections because people aren't symptomatic, but they have positive tests. Okay. Positive swabs. We got 20,000 positive swabs from people, and only 80 of them can be associated with restaurants. And this data came out, and so you got the media there saying they lied to us. They deliberately covered this up because they were sending the emails back and forth. Well, you're not going to tell the public this, are you? And they used that to lock down and to bankrupt businesses and to raise taxes in Nashville. This is a lie. It is an absolute plot to destroy the middle class, to take away and to redistribute wealth.
You nailed it. It's exactly what they've been doing with when they started corporatization that people call globalization. You look how the big companies got bigger and everybody else went out of business and got smaller. And you look at the numbers that come out, how the, 12 people got like $1 trillion between them richer since the panic broke out. And it is a panic. It's not a pandemic. They sold us panic. So it's really disgusting what's going on and how the people are really buying it. You know, I'm up here near Woodstock, and yesterday we went for a walk on the rail trail, and there's got people bicycling on the thing with masks on. And and Woodstock was the place where it was an anti-establishment movement. And now these people are totally establishment. And if you don't agree with them, these little slimy low-life liberals, they're not liberals, they're a cross between fascists and communists, rat you out.
That's right. That's right. Well, you need to go down. I'll tell you where you need to go to just cheer yourself up. You need to head down to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, where you got some conservative people. We passed through there. We had to go back to North Carolina for family issues. We passed through there. We were able, Gerald, to go to a restaurant. They had people standing in line outside to get in the restaurant. It was 100% full. No masks. They had the servers in that area. They'll have all the signs up. You got to have a mask to get in and so forth. And the people who worked there were forced to wear masks, but they didn't care if you didn't wear a mask. We went everywhere without a mask. On the sidewalks were packed. Nobody wearing masks. Nobody getting sick.
They're all going to die. They're all going to die.
Of course not. Yeah.
Because I had the rally, as you know, here. We had about 250 people with Judge Napolitano on the 4th of July, and we all died. This is a clone of Salenti, and Napolitano died. He's not on Fox anymore. That's just an image of him, and everybody else died. And look at Trump's rally in Nevada. Mm-hmm. People aren't wearing masks. They're all going to die. Everybody's going to die.
And they told us that with CPAC too, didn't they? Remember CPAC? Oh, we got a couple of positive swabs here, and the liberals were cheering. They say, "Oh, look, they're all going to die." And I got the same thing yesterday, Gerald, when I tweeted out this, take your mask off, little flash mob thing in Florida at a Target. And boy, did that set off the liberal mob. Saying that I'm going to kill everybody and so forth. And one guy is celebrating. Oh yeah, all you conservatives, you're going to be dead in a year from now. And I said, well, you all said that with CPAC and it didn't happen. And it didn't happen with the Sturgis motorcycle rally. It isn't happening in LA where you got a big church there, 7,000 to 10,000 people meeting every week. No social distancing, no masks and singing and nobody is sick. That's MacArthur's church down there.
Well, you mentioned about the Sturgis rally, the toilet paper record, the New York Times. They did a whole big story, wrote about it in the Trends Journal. One person died. Yeah. I'm not making this up.
One, out of a half million.
Then you read the thing, and the guy had like a couple of pre-existing chronic conditions.
Yeah, and he was in his 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, when you look at the CDC data, you know what it is. 94% of the people had pre-existing 2.6 pre-existing chronic conditions. And if you died of poisoning or suicide and you had COVID, you were counted as dying from the disease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many of those motorcycle rally guys out of the 500,000 motorcycle riders, I wonder how many of them were involved in a traffic accident since then, you know? And that's what one of the guys said. He said, look, this is a lot more dangerous than going without a mask because people can't see me on the road.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is it's a sham and it's disgusting. It they've robbed the, they've sucked the joy, liberty, love, and beauty out of our lives.
That's right. That's right. It's an absolute sham and it is absolute hypocrisy for A.G. Barr to say this is the greatest. It just makes me want to puke to see him talk about that and not do anything about it. The politics is disgusting. We'll be right back with Gerald Salenti. Stay with us.
The trick that social engineers use is very, very simple. They just teach us that the architecture of civilization, that the trajectory of a species is designed by these ever-knowing, loving, liberal technocrats, and that if we just sit back and enjoy the ride, everything will be great. But then they tell us that humans are obsolete, non-essential, that we're bad for the earth, and we need to be phased out. So they're very open about what they're doing, and they count on us just being very passive, living in the matrix-like system that they're building. But what defines humans more than anything from the rest of the quote animal kingdom is that we control our environment. We build our own environments. We create our own systems. We really geoengineer and terraform the planet and its systems towards our aims. But instead, we're acting like animals, letting the globalists play the part of humans and us as cattle. And that's the trick.
Remember 15 days to flatten the curve because the hospitals were so full? Of course, all that was a lie. All that was a fraud. The Rockefeller and Bill Gates documents from the beginning are on record. They said the mask wearing will never end. The social distancing will never end. The forced inoculations will never end. The social tracking through your cell phones and the global social credit score will never end if you put up with it. This is the rollout of the post-human world. I know you know that, but I've seen National Democrat Party statements and I've seen CNN and others point out that Jones says that COVID is a hoax. What I'm saying is it's an overblown fraud. It's a scam. But he sells Infowars.com masks. Yes, if you're going to be made to do it to fly in an airport or by the police on a train, then fight back with information warfare, have a walking billboard. That's hypocrisy to be able to hold two different ideas in your head at the same time. If you're going to be raped by these people, they're going to put the burqa over your head, might as well advertise it with Infowars.com. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Fight back. The clock is ticking on the once free world, and the free press is under attack more than ever. I now see videos 10 or 15 times a day without even trying to find them of press being arrested in the United States, press being arrested in Canada, the UK, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. And it's always the so-called liberal left, the defenders of speech, doing it. They are the authoritarians. They work for the Chi-Com globalist combine, and they are working around the clock to silence InfoWars. Just as we were the group they started with 3 years ago, they test out everything new on us. And a lot of it I can't get into on air at this point. I'll be able to reveal this later, but I just want to make you all realize that your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is absolutely essential, and I thank you all for it. But whatever you do, take advantage of the great products that support the InfoWar and make your life healthier and better at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. A little more than a decade ago, it happened in Salt Lake City, Utah. The public came out on a very clear day, looked up more than 60,000 feet, and saw what they thought was a giant UFO. It was actually a large DARPA government surveillance blimp. There were thousands of phone calls made to the police departments, newspapers, TV stations, thinking it was an alien craft. When the public was told that it was a blimp, they didn't want to believe it. You see, they'd already told themselves it was a UFO, so they had cognitive dissonance. It's kind of like the fact that COVID-19 is hundreds of times weaker than the flu, but people still want to live in fear and wear a mask outside, even in their cars, even in their houses. Well, it happened again over New Jersey yesterday. The Goodyear blimp was out there with a big Jumbotron TV screen on the side of it and had flashing lights on, just like an airplane. And the public thought it was a UFO, and now the public still believes it was a UFO, even though they were told it wasn't. You see, that's called a highly suggestible group of slaves.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It's not just across the nation. It's across the globe, and the tyranny is across the globe. Now, as I was talking about this earlier, this excellent headline from Off Guardian, Tyranny Down Under, from blue shirts to brown shirts, and that's really what's happened to the police there. You look at these guys, fully militarized, beating people, bragging about the Victorian police chief, saying, we've had on three or four occasions, we had to bust out the windows and drag people out of their cars because they didn't give us their details. And they're not adhering to the health officer's guidelines. We have moved past the point in Western civilization where we have law. We have the rule of law. Where we have any respect for civil liberty. And another police commissioner said he referred to people who planned to protest against the lockdowns. He called them boof heads. He said they are anti-vax, anti-mask, tinfoil hat wearing brigade who are batshit crazy. This is the kind of hatred that you see over and over again. Anywhere, as Gerald Celente was just pointing out, Gerald is our guest right now. He's just pointing out up in New York, people riding the trails on their bicycle. They've got their masks on. Yeah, I didn't see it where I was because I was in a conservative area, and they're not watching CNN and MSNBC to get propagandized. What do you say about this, Gerald? It's absolutely amazing what's going on in Australia, and I think it's going to come here because it's wintertime right now in Australia. We're coming up to our winter of discontent, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And you think about it, Australia, you know, the people aren't allowed to have guns. And, boy, it shows now. And what those little boys, those little cowardly police are doing to the people over there is disgusting. And I don't know if you saw the video of the little boy cops with no masks on with a woman and taking selfies. And that's okay for them not to have masks on. They fined people over $240,000. Last week when just a few hundred were demonstrating, they went to people's homes even before the demonstration that were on social media saying they were going out, warning them not to go out. And they're looking at Australia of a country of 25.5 million people. The grand total dead as of last night were 832 people. 832 people out of 25.5 million, March, April, May, June, July, August, September.
Well, they're at the point where they don't even need to make excuses anymore. They just do whatever they feel like.
Exactly. And by the way, David, out of that 832, over 500 are elderly people from nursing homes that died from it. So now Melbourne, as you know, that little boy, another little boy, you look at this guy's face. He's the kind of guy I hated in high school, and he's still in high school. This little Danny Andrews, the premier, a little jerk, and locking down the joint again. Melbourne, you can't go out after 9 o'clock at night. And if you go out of the area, as you were saying, the police pull you out of the car, beat you up for breaking the rules. And here we go. Mr. Andrews was also brusque about reports that Victorian opposition leader Michael O'Brien intends to move a vote of no confidence in him when state parliament next sits. Quote, cheap politics is no vaccine against the virus, he said. The state's toll continues to rise with 8 more fatalities taking into the 832. Thursday's deaths today were a man in his 60s, two men in their 80s, two men and three women in their 90s.
That's right. They're just superimposing death by natural causes and calling it COVID. And it's important for American listeners to understand this is just one state in Australia. The others are not doing this. And it's this state that took $1 trillion from China, and he's now giving them Chinese government. That's exactly what is happening.
And America's become Chinese government.
That's right. Biden and these people, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Look at the clown with it. By the way, this election is going to be mask first, no mask. And Trump has to get out the vote in the swing states in the rural areas. Yeah. And those people are anti-mask. And that's what this is going to come down to.
I think he missed a golden opportunity. He should have, after they watched that pathetic display that they called a Democrat convention, the little Zoom thing. I said at that time, I said, okay, here's your opportunity, President Trump. You can hit it out of the ballpark. You can say, you know, I changed my mind. We're going to have a real convention after all, and we're going to show you that this whole thing is fake. He could have done that, and he didn't do it. He left that there. As a matter of fact, that week, his campaign sent out a thing saying, wear your mask. It might protect other people, and here's a link to the CDC and all that kind of stuff. I hope that he's going to do that. He's now talking about how, well, the difference between me and him is the mask thing. Well, yeah, I hope so.
And the other one is the locking down the economy. And that's what he said last week when he was in Nevada to open up. And by the way, now you're starting to hear finally from the European nations that they don't want to lock down anymore.
That's right. That's right. Even though they said, well, you know, we got people coronavirus and you're going to get a positive swab. If you got a cold, if you got a flu, if you got any variants of those, you're going to get a positive swab and it's going to tell you that it's COVID. And so, of course, we know that it's going to increase. They're going to get another, an increasing number of positive swabs. But they've had enough there. And I hope that President Trump has had enough. And I hope that he gets off of this dangerously foolish idea that a vaccine is going to save us all and save the economy and save his presidency. It's not. They're even saying that, well, you know, you've got Fauci who's been pushing this. Well, I don't know. We'll have it ready in time. Well, I don't know that if we've got it ready in time, if it'll work. They are doing a rope-a-dope on him, and he better stop it. And it concerns me that they've got this thing ramped up, tens of billions of dollars on this. They got the military ready to roll this out. I've had people send me the things that they're working on. They're creating, Gerald, big buildings and facilities to vaccinate people, and they're building them for the military right now.
Yeah, and most people are going to go for it. And those of us that won't get it, they won't give us our passports. They won't give us our driver's license. They'll make up things so that, oh, no, you're free not to take it. But if you don't take it, the vaccination, well, I'm sorry, you can't get this or that.
That's and they've already done that in India because of Bill Gates. They came up with the Aadhaar system, a 12-digit number. And it's like, okay, well, we're not going to make it mandatory. But if you don't get that, you're not going to be able to get your welfare. You're not going to be able to pay your taxes. You're not going to be able to get a job and on and on and on.
And by the way, what I see happening, David, there's never been a better time for a new third party. Yep. And it's going to be two of the platforms are going to be anti-tax and anti-vax. Yes. Because they're raising taxes, as you pointed out, what they did in Nashville, and they're doing it again in everywhere. They're raising the taxes on us. And why am I paying all these school taxes when people aren't going back to school and they're learning remotely?
Exactly.
My taxes should be going down. So
and why is it, Gerald, when they're spending $1 trillion a month that we don't have? Why do they care about collecting any taxes? I mean, how do you even make the case that we got to have taxes to pay for the government when they don't care if they pay? We're in money, modern monetary theory, the magic money theory. I mean, why would we even have taxes? It's just to keep us from having any money.
And again, go back to when all this happened with the taxes, the federal taxes. You go back to that one, that slimy, low-life piece of garbage, crap, scum. May he rot in hell, Woodrow Wilson. Remember him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he brought us the criminal group of the banksters that are running our country through the banking system. You know, by the way, one of my trends is the 20th century was the American century. The 21st century is going to be the Chinese century.
Yeah.
And China's doing, you know, the banking system's controlled by the government. And what they're doing there, they're funneling the money back in, not only to the bigs, but to the small businesses, because some 80% of the employees in China are employed by small businesses. So I hate China for what they are, and I can't stand them. They're doing it right. Their economy's bouncing back. But
that's
in America,
right,
the money only goes to the bigs. They're too big to fail. You, Mr. Knight, and everybody else are just pieces of garbage crap. We got to save the too big to fail, the too big to fail, the Jamie Dimons, all of them. Oh, and Obama, all you liberals, don't you love him? Yeah, too big to jail with that Eric Holder. You remember him. Yeah, Holder.
It is going to be the Chinese century, and I tell you what, it is going to be one of ruthless oppression.
You got it.
Because we can see how it's happening in Australia. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente. TrendsResearch.com. You can get a sample of Trends Journal. Thank you so much. And folks, by the way, we've got big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off, free shipping. Things like Alexa Pure Breeze, half price and free shipping. Don't forget your storable food, InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a forced evolution taking place. The scientific ruling elite believe they are transcending to a silicon life form. While they are making this hypothetical, very dangerous transition that is guaranteed doomed to fail and create nightmares that are almost unimaginable, their plan for us is extermination, or spiking the cannon. Like after a major war is done, you don't want those weapons used again, you get rid of them. We are being rendered into scrap metal right now. So think about all your ancestors, think about your grandparents, think about your parents, think about your children, think about the future, and ask yourself, are you really going to let a bunch of crazy mad scientists
scientists steal the future destiny of everyone and basically use us like guinea pigs to experiment so they can try to find cures to cancer and things, not for us, but for them? Bill Gates is the leader of this organization. Bill Gates is the enemy of humanity. Decide what you're going to do, America. Decide what you're going to do, humanity. Well, Mark Zuckerberg on paper 2 weeks ago put in hundreds of millions of dollars with Bloomberg to launch this Operation Red Mirage to contest the election when it's overwhelmingly clear that Trump has won on election night. Now he's come out in a statement and told all the media in the United States that they better get behind saying that Trump basically lost, that they're not going to let Trump declare victory even though it's overwhelming, that he'll have 95% of the vote done on election night, and even if you added all the other votes in against him, he'd be the winner. They are going to steal this election. They're preparing everyone. You've seen all the scams they've already run. Trump is surrounded by tyrants, but he has We the People, and he has true media. Not independent media, the real media. So now more than ever, it's critical to share the live streams, the videos, the articles, and the information at InfoWars.com, because the globalists fear it most because we were the first to expose their plan to contest the election and drag it out to keep the American people from reelecting President Trump.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.